From Arthur W. Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Thursday. Mitchell Spouts with you once again from Purdue Stadium as the Green Jackets are taking on the Delmarva Shorebirds for the third time this week and have been on a roll through the first two after a 7-2 victory on Tuesday. They followed that up with a 15-4 demolition yesterday, led by a career performance by Connor Blair, who had four hits, two home runs, four RBIs, or actually seven RBIs to go along with 11 total bases yesterday. All career highs for him across the board as he led the way for Augusta's second straight win in this series over the Shorebirds. They'll try and make it three tonight with Jorge Bautista on the mound. He pitched well in his return from the Florida Complex League last week against Myrtle Beach despite taking a loss. He'll face Moises Chassé for the Shorebirds. As we can get another good pitching matchup here to start things off on this Thursday night, it's the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds as we're just getting started on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. We'll take a break and get you prepared for the opening pitch between the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Continue with the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer from Purdue Stadium. Mitchell Spouts with you. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Now time for a drive around the league presented by Easy Go. Let's look at the Carolina League out-of-town scoreboard. Everything's set to start at 7 or 7.05 tonight. Down East is hosting the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's been a tough run for the Wood Ducks. They have lost six in a row. The Frednats, on the other hand, have won five straight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Kannapolis is at Carolina. Cannonballers are now looking up to the first place Charleston River Dogs, who as well own the best record in minor league baseball now. They have passed the Myrtle Beach Pelicans after Charleston beat Columbia yesterday, and Myrtle Beach lost at home to Lynchburg. Also tonight, Salem is hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll also take a look at the South Division standings entering tonight. I mentioned Charleston's now the top dog in the division. They are 19-12. Hold a half-game advantage over Kannapolis, who is 19-13. Myrtle Beach is already in. They're in third place at 18-14, a game and a half back. Columbia's in the fourth spot, two back of first place. Augusta sits in fifth, six games off the pace. Fayetteville at the bottom at 12-19. They are six and a half back. In the North Division, it's all Fredericksburg right now, 23-8. They're 8.5 on the closest team to them in Carolina, who is 15-17. Down East and Salem are each 14-17. Delmarva is 13-19 in fifth place. They're 10.5 back. Lynchburg, who's already clinched their spot, sits at the bottom at 12-20, 11.5 back off the pace. In the Braves affiliate ranks today, the Major League Club's got a big series starting in New York today in Queens against the Mets. That game gets started a little bit after 7 o'clock tonight. It's 7 o'clock. Rome is hosting the Greenville Drive in High A. In Double A, Mississippi plays host to Biloxi at 7:35, and at 7:04 to be exact tonight, in Triple A, the Charlotte Knights of the Chicago White Sox organization host the Gwinnett Stripers. We've got the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds, game number three coming up shortly. We will have the starting lineups for you right after this. on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
First pitch, game three, Augusta and Delmarva here from Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. Let's check out the starting lineups first for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 48-48 overall this year. Sit at 12-18 in the second half through 30 games. Led by manager Nestor Perez, the Green Jackets are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. In the leadoff spot today, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting second, center fielder Stephen Polini. Brandel Mesquita bats third. He's the right fielder. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, Brandon Parker. The man from last night bats fifth, Connor Blair. He's in left field. In the sixth spot, first baseman Mekhi Backstrom. In the seventh spot, shortstop Francisco Floyd. In the eighth spot in catching tonight, Victor De Hoyos. And batting ninth, second baseman Eliezel Stevens. Once again for Augusta, Quintero, Polini, Mesquita, Parker, Blair, Backstrom, Floyd, De Hoyos, and Stevens. Starting pitcher today for Augusta, sinker ball specialist Jorge Bautista. He is 0-6 with a 4.26 ERA between Augusta and the Florida Complex League. He has thrown the ball well as of late. He gets his third start as a Green Jacket on the season. And now for his opponent, the Delmarva Shorebirds, who are 34-63 overall, 13-19 in the second half, led by their manager in Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. They are the single-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. In the leadoff spot today, center fielder Elio Prado. Nolberth Romero bats second. He's at second base. Batting third, left fielder Michael Desone. Batting cleanup, third baseman Isaac De Leon. The fifth batter is the shortstop Frederick Bencosme. Steven Acevedo bats sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh, designated hitter Roberto Martinez. Creed Willems bats eighth. He's doing the catching. And batting ninth, first baseman Aronson Placencia. One more time for Delmarva, Prado, Romero, Desone, De Leon, Bencosme, Acevedo, Martinez, Willems, and Placencia. Starting pitcher today for the Shorebirds, right-hander Moises Chasse, age 19. He is making start number 9 on the season. This will be his second time seeing Augusta through 3 innings and a loss against him at SRP Park back on April the 30th. And now for tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes, is Juan Gomez. Chris Jenke is the base umpire. And now for the Augusta University Injury Report, checking out the 7-day injury list for the Green Jackets, sponsored by Augusta University Health. And as it remains, it's a clean bill of health for the Green Jackets. There is nobody on the injured list entering today's game. We've got game three between the Green Jackets and the Shorebirds. Coming up shortly here from Salisbury, we get you set for the opening pitch after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Moments away from the first pitch between the Green Jackets and Shorebirds. Game three of six from Salisbury. Before we get started, Green Jackets baseball this season is brought to you by these fine sponsors: TaxSlayer, Phoenix Printing, Augusta University Health, SRP, EasyGo, WOW Phone, Internet, and Cable, the Augusta IT Guys, Premier Networks, and AB Beverage. One final break for us. When we come back, it's the Green Jackets and Shorebirds battling out for the third time this week. Green Jackets are going for a third straight win. We'll have it for you right after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We are ready for some Thursday night baseball here from Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call as the Green Jackets get set to battle with the Shorebirds once again. It's been a good start to the series. Augusta has won the first two matchups pretty convincingly, 7-2 on Tuesday, 15-4 last night. They gear up to face 19-year-old right-hander from Venezuela, Moises Chassé, making his ninth start of the season. Chassé on the season has a .583 earned run average, only 29 and a third under his belt. He has good stuff, 37 strikeouts, 25 walks on the year. Has faced Augusta once as a starter, and the Green Jackets beat him back on April the 30th at SRP Park as he gave up three runs in three innings in that start. Here's the lineup set up by Nestor Parrish today, one that's coming in hot. Geraldo Quintero will lead things off with Stephen Pliny back in the lineup batting second. Randall Mesquita's in the three hole. In the middle, Brandon Parker, Connor Blair, and Mekhi Backstrom. Francisco Floyd, Victor De Hoyos, and Eliezel Stevens, the bottom third for the Green Jackets. Here's what the defense looks like for the Shorebirds. Michael Desson is once again in left field with Elio Prado in center. Right fielder is Steven Acevedo. Third to first on the infield, it's De Leon, Ben Cosme, Romero, and Placencia. Creed Willems does the catching for the right-hander, Moises Chassé. Umpiring crew for tonight, Juan Gomez will call the balls and strikes. Chris Jenke is on the base paths. Gus is in their digital camel, green uniforms today. Shorebirds are in their Maryland Pride jerseys. Got the American flag or the Maryland flag on the sides with sleeves with the black jerseys, red numbers, yellow trim, white pads, black ball caps. And we are set for baseball here from Purdue Stadium. So glad to have you with us wherever you may be. And a bit of a hot one. Got a good crowd on hand here in Salisbury. Geraldo Quintero's in from the left side. First pitch from Chassé is taken for strike one. Heater right down the middle and off we go. Right on time tonight, 7:05 locally. Chassé works quickly. The 0-1 pitch is cut on and missed. Chase one in the dirt. Pulled the string with a changeup, and Chassé is quickly up on Quintero. No balls and two strikes. Multiple hits for Quintero in the first two games of this series. 2-for-6 in each of the first two. Had an RBI double last night. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Chassé gets him on three pitches. Two fastballs and a slider takes Quintero down very quickly, and Chassé has an early K here tonight. And now Stephen Pliny to the plate. Green Jackets have produced first inning runs in the last two nights. In particular, yesterday scored four times. Helped them grab an early lead. They would not relinquish. First pitch to Pliny is a slider down low and in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Pliny comes in with a 13-game on-base streak. That leads all active Green Jackets. Three players currently have one in double figures as Pliny had a good cut, but he missed. Fastball right along the outside edge from Chassé. One ball, one strike. Got Pliny playing some of his best baseball of the year as we begin the month of August. Up in the number two spot once again. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss. Late to a fastball at 91. Seen a lot of late cuts against Chassé's fastball here in the early going. Quintero was late to a couple, and now Pliny unable to catch up to one. Ball one, strike two. Chassé kicks and throws, and Pliny waves and pops one up foul. Third base side, this one will reach the seats. Now Teneroso's back. Still 1-2. I got a strong crowd on here tonight. Got Adley Rutschman bobblehead night for the first 1,000. Was the top prospect in minor league baseball entering this year. 1-2 pitch. Pliny taps one foul behind home, and we'll try it again. 1-2. A nice little turnout for Rutschman. Very much loved all across the minor league system for Baltimore. Former number one overall pick. Currently up with the Major League Club. Have a nice little rookie season. 1-2 pitch. Pliny rolls one foul on the first base side. He's fouled off now the last three pitches. And Chassé making him work a little bit up there. Field and game conditions at the opening pitch today. 89 degrees and sunny, but feels like 100 with the humidity. Got some shadows over the field, though, as the sun begins to set. 1-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. Went back to the gas and got him waving at one across the outside corner. And Chassé has back-to-back Ks to start off the night. So bases remain empty. Two outs for Brandon Mesquita and a nothing-nothing game here in the top of the first. Shorebirds looking to get through the opening inning and get to their bottom half without trailing. Righty on righty. First pitch to Brandon. Drops in for a strike as he spins one right down the heart. And it's 0-1. Shorebirds themselves, though, have scored in the first inning, the first two as well. Now a pair of home run balls as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Half swing on one. went about all the way through and then pulled it back as Mesquita got crossed up on another good breaking ball by Chasse. He's throwing that slider pretty well. He's got a good sinker as well. He'll get ground balls when he's right, just like his counterpart in Bautista. Haven't seen much of the changeup through in the first at-bat, nothing of it since. But it has Mesquita down 0-2. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, foul down the first base side. That one will get into the concourse. Still nothing in 2 to Mesquita. Chasse has thrown 13 pitches here in the first inning. 11 of them have been for strikes, or 12 of them have been for strikes, I beg your pardon. All but one. 0-2 is up. There's the second ball of the inning. Good miss, though. One ball and two strikes. Trying to extend this inning for Brandon Parker. Slide open stance for Mesquita, batting from the right side. Drove in a couple yesterday. As the two-strike pitch is a swing and a miss. And Moises Chasse strikes out the side in the opening inning as he gets Mesquita on a slider. And we're through a half inning of play. It's the Green Jackets nothing. Shorebird's coming up. Jorge Bautista toes the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Moises Chasse strikes out the side in three batters in the top of the first, and now Augusta looking to put up a zero as well behind Jorge Bautista, making his second start upon his return from the Florida Complex League. Took a loss last time out against Myrtle Beach, but threw five pretty decent innings. Gave up two earned runs, struck out five with no walks. Look for now his first win of the season. He'll face Elio Prado to start things off. Nolbert Romero and Michael DeSone, the next two behind him. Isaac De Leon, Frederick Bencosme, and Steven Acevedo in the middle. Roberto Martinez, Creed Willems, and Aronson Placencia. The bottom third for Delmarva. First pitch coming to Prado is rolled through the right side. Stevens dives. He keeps it by him, but he won't have a play at first as Prado's going to have an infield hit. Good diving effort by Eliezel Stevens at second base, but Prado on the first pitch rolls one the opposite way. Leadoff man is on for Delmarva. And here's the defensive alignment for you tonight for the Green Jackets. Connor Blair's in left field with Stephen Pelini in center. Randall Mesquita moves to right field for this game. Gerardo Quintero, Francisco Floyd, Eliezel Stevens, Makai Backstrom around the horn on the infield, third to first. Victor De Hoyos, the battery mate tonight for Jorge Bautista. And now here's Nolbert Romero. First pitch swung on and missed. A foul tip caught by De Hoyos as he starts him with that sinker ball. Bautista going to throw a lot of strikes. He'll get ground balls when he's right. Trying to get a double play ball off the batter. Romero, who's already homered in this series, did so back in the opener as the 0-1 pitch is a high fly to center. Pelini backs up. He's going to have room on it, though, right in front of the warning track, and he'll make the catch right near the 400-foot side and straightaway center. Good cut by Romero. Just a little bit off the end. Didn't get all of it. And there's one away. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. Here's Michael DeSone. He is well homered back in Tuesday's game. Bautista still looking for that double play ball. First pitch to DeSone comes inside as he throws him a changeup to start the at-bat. One ball, no strikes. Last time out, a confident start for Bautista. If you remember right back in May, he made a start against Charleston. The River Dogs knocked him around pretty good. Got eight runs on him in one inning as the pitch is inside. Not by much, though. On consecutive changeups by Bautista, 2-0. kind of wrecked his confidence a little bit, but went down to the Florida Complex League in Northport, threw the ball well. As a result, he's moved back into the rotation with the Green Jackets, looking for his first win of the season. Suo is knee high, but called a little low. Fastball from Bautista, 93, ends 3-0. Comes in with an overall record of 0-6. That counts his time in the Complex League. But has thrown the ball well in just about all the starts down there. Long look in by Jorge. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it's down low and away. Walked him on four pitches, and there are two on with one out in the Shorebird half of the first. Don't see a whole lot of those from Bautista, just his ninth of the year. Just under 45 innings on the year for Bautista. So Elio Prado, who had an infield hit, is now at second. Deson moves to first. And now it's Isaac De Leon, who had a home run the first inning yesterday. A two-run shot that made a 4-0 game 4-2. Trying to give the Shorebirds their first lead of the series. They have trailed or have been tied for the entirety of the first two. Bautista's first pitch coming is on the outside corner. Sinker from Bautista, and it's 0-1. Now De Leon's home run, no doubter. He's the team leader in home or RBIs, I should say, with 42. Has cranked 7 over the wall this year. Right on top of home plate from the right side. 0-1 pitch is down low and away. Good backhanded stop by De Hoyos. One ball, one strike. Bautista surrendered a home run in his last start. Those were where both of those earned runs came from. Did have an unearned run score as well. And what was a tough battle against the Pelicans really all of last week for Augusta. Break-even pitch. A swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with another changeup. That has been the complimentary pitch here in the first for Bautista. Good location with a lot of it, too, going right on the inside part. And De Leon, who stands right on top of home, that's a good spot to live. And you see a hitter do that, they're mostly challenging you to go to that spot. Don't have a lot of breathing room in that neighborhood. 1-2. And it is on the inside corner. He'll ring the bell at 94. Bautista brought it right around the knuckles, but again, he's right on top of home. You get in that location, you're going to get a strike almost every time. First strikeout for Jorge Bautista. Two gone for Frederick Benkozme. Infield now backs up a few steps. Only need one out to get out of the inning now. Still nothing. Early threat for Delmarva, first and second, with two gone in the inning. Bautista continues to work out of the stretch. First pitch to Benkozme is off the outside corner as they tried to backdoor one. Slider from the right-hander. Fourth batter he's faced. This is the 12th pitch he just threw. Working efficiently here to start. 1-0 is too low, just above the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. And Cosme has been a hitting machine for the Shorebirds. Another nice game yesterday. Reached four times with three hits. Almost 20 multi-hit games for him in less than 50 games. Has 15 of them. 2-0. A sharp ground ball foul right up against the dugout for Augusta as it rolls down the first base side. Two balls and a strike to the left-handed hitting shortstop, Frederick Benkozme. Elio Prado remains at second base. Michael Deson at first. Straight up defense for Benkozme. Bautista works out of the stretch as the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Pulled the string. Good changeup. That's an excellent change of pace right there by Bautista. Got a piece of it right into De Hoyos' mitt. And it's 2-2. That's a good speed variation. You saw 94 on his last strikeout to De Leon. That one turned back at 79. You work that pace consistently, you're going to get a lot of K's. As Benkozme will call for time and step out. Re-enters the box as the count's 2-2 with two outs. And a nothing-nothing game here in the bottom half of inning number one. Bautista trying to get Benkozme at the plate. 2-2 is too low. Missed with a slider. Count is full. That will give both runners, Prado and Deson, a head start on the base paths. Bautista looking to avoid what could be his second walk of the inning. Most importantly, just trying to get through this frame with nothing coming across. Steven Acevedo waits next for the Shorebirds. Big pitch coming for Bautista, his 17th of the inning. 3-2. And he just missed off the outside corner. Tried to hit the edge with a backdoor slider. And Acevedo watched it go by for ball four. I should say Ben Cosme watched it go by for ball four. And wasn't looking for that pitch, so that's a good toss, but just missed that corner. De Hoyos tried to make it look good. And an early spot here for the Shorebirds. Mike Steed will come out of the dugout as Steven Acevedo now comes up to the plate for the Shorebirds as they look for their first lead of the series. They are all loaded up. Infield hit and two walks. And that infield hit was almost a nice play by Eliezel Stevens over at second. But the whole infield comes to talk with Bautista. And normally throwing strikes is a pretty sure thing with Bautista. This is only his third start this year. He's walked two or more batters. Both of the other ones came in the Florida Complex League. Had three against the Orioles affiliate back on June the 9th and two back at the start of July against the Rays affiliate. And almost all the losses Bautista took while working down in Florida were against Tampa Bay's Florida Complex team, which is typically the best team down there over recent years. Had a loaded squad there last year, no exception this year. Went just about five innings plus in all those appearances, though. Faces a big spot early against Acevedo. Bases are loaded with two outs. First pitch is a tad low. Missed with a sinker. One ball, no strikes. One of those frames here for Bautista, just trying to work through the trouble here. Get through that first. Feel a lot better about where you're at. Especially if there's a zero on the board. 1-0. Acevedo had a big cut, but he missed. A foul tip caught by De Hoyos. One ball, one strike. Was thinking a grand slam on that one. Always tougher to shorten up when you know you can do that kind of damage with one swing. Bautista just looking for an out here. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. Acevedo fouls one back to our right. Right below the press box. And oh, check that. They are calling a balk on Jorge Bautista. No pitch. And it's 1-0 Delmarva. So Prado's going to score. Dasson to third. Van Cosme to second. No pitch on that play. I believe it was called by the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. I did not see Chris Jenke out there call it. Again, no pitch. It occurred right before he threw it. I did not see what happened. It's always a very small thing, but these umpires watch these pitchers like a hawk, so they notice these things. And Bautista commits the balk. 1-1 pitch is chopped foul down the third base side. And it's 1-2. So the Shorebirds now have their first lead of the series. It's 1-0. Certainly nothing hurting for Augusta so far. Got to score one to win anyway. I've scored 22 runs through the first two, so you figure at least have something to take offensively tonight. You never know. One ball and two strikes to Acevedo. Bautista kicks and throws, and he struck him out swinging. Got him with a changeup, and that will do it for the Shorebirds in the bottom of the first. They do get one on a bases-loaded balk, but that is all. As we're through it into play, it's Delmarva 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
top half of inning number two here from Purdue Stadium. Middle third coming up for the Green Jackets. With Brandon Parker leading things off. Shorebirds with a single and in the infield and a pair of walks. Score a run with a bases loaded balk. However, they do not get any more than that. First pitch to Brandon Parker. Drops a little bit low. On a slider from Chasse, and it's 1-0. Right-hander for the Shorebirds. Struck out the side in straight order in the opening frame. One ball, no strikes. The pitch from the right-hander is right down the middle. And it's one ball, one strike. Parker reached a handful of times yesterday. A pair of walks and a single. Also had a sac fly in there with a home run at the ninth inning. His team best 10th of the year with an OPS still over 900. As the 1-1 is off the outside corner. Good take by Parker. Didn't miss by much. Two balls and a strike. Amongst active members in the Carolina League, he had the league best OPS at 929. 2-1 is down and in. 3-1. Trying to get on for Connor Blair, who's looking to bring his hot bat from yesterday into Thursday's game tonight. Good spot for Parker. Chasse working from behind for the first time. Got ahead quickly the first three batters in the first. 3-1. Parker takes one right on the outside corner. I thought he might have had ball four as he took a couple steps towards first. Ball three, strike two. Chasse looking for what could be his fourth straight strikeout to start the night. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and that one's down and away. Lost him as Parker draws the leadoff walk to begin inning number two. And that's something to monitor tonight, those walks. Augusta has 11 of them in each of the first two games. 23 in total now for the series. That's good for the old on-base percentage. And up comes the man from last night, Connor Blair. Put together the best single performance by Augusta position player this year. With his 7 RBIs to go along with a pair of homers and 4 hits in total. That's an early base runner at first, facing Moises Chasse. First pitch to Connor is down away. Slider from the right-hander, and it's one ball and no strikes. 22 RBIs now in the year for Blair. Had 15 of them entering yesterday. About half of what he had previously, he delivered in one contest. Good two-step lead for Parker off of first. The 1-0 pitch is fouled away. Jammed him inside. He fights it off back near us. One ball, one strike. Now, the 7 RBIs was the most by a Green Jacket since 2012 and is actually the most in recorded history. That goes back to 2005. So we don't know exactly if that is the most in franchise history, but Garrett Buccelli also had 7 back in a game in 2012. 1-1 is just off the outside corner. Willems made it look good, but Chasse did not get the edge, and now it's 2-1. Consecutive batters, Chasse has worked behind two here in the first frame, or a second frame, I should say. Infield backs up a few steps. They're looking for a double play. A throw over to first. Parker leaned a little bit, but no tag really applied over there by Placencia as Parker's able to get back in with a head first dive. Two balls and a strike. Blair looking for a good pitch. A pair of home runs. Both went over the left field wall yesterday. Got a good home run haven in this series so far. There goes Parker. 2-1 pitch is up and in. They're going to snap it back to first as Parker retreats, and he got back picked, and he's out. Good heads-up play by Willems. Parker took off and stopped, tried to get back, and Willems, instead of throwing to second, saw him go back, and he snapped it that direction, and they pick off Parker. And a tough base-running play, and that will be the first out of the inning as Blair now has a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. And it's ball four. Makes that hurt a little bit more, but Blair is on. Consecutive walks issued by Chasse, but a little help from his defense got one of them. And now Blair will take Parker's spot at first, and now it's Mekhi Backstrom. 1-0 Shorebirds here in the top of the second. That was just one of those where he had the slight hesitation, and if you have that, you want to go back, but just got a little too far off the bag. Willems has a good throwing arm behind home. He's their best defensive catcher on this club. First pitch to Backstrom, drops in for a strike. Spins one right down the middle. Willems has been batting a little bit of an elbow injury. He's been DHing but not catching regularly. Back in there tonight. Good lead for Blair off first. 0-1 pitch is knee high, called a strike. A sinker from Chasse. No balls, two strikes. Backstrom looking to connect on one. Was not in the lineup yesterday with the starting left-hander on the mound in Davy Cruz. Had a couple of hits back in the opener on Tuesday. Blair, a good two-and-a-half step lead off of first. He's running. 0-2 pitches low. Throw down by Willems on a hop is in time, and they throw out Blair. Connor pops up. He doesn't think so, but he's stunned at the bag. He is out, and Willems has taken care of a pair of walks by Chasse. Back picked one at first, and now threw out Blair. And Nestor Perez walks a little bit towards home, says a few words, but not going to get into any argument over that, especially this early in the game. Got a pair of guys lost on the base paths. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and it ends up being a three-batter inning. So a pair of walks get thrown out by Creed Willems, and Backstrom strikes out to retire the side. And we are through in the half from Salisbury. It's the Shorebirds 1, Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Roberto Martinez leads it off for Delmarva, bottom of the second. First pitch swinging, he sprays it foul out of play to the left field side, and it's nothing in one. So the number seven hitter for the Shorebirds, they lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. 0-1 pitch, a mighty hack and a miss. Big gas from Bautista, 94 by him, and it's 0-2. Trying to quickly put away Martinez, the designated hitter. Here he comes, and a liner to right. That one is going to drop in for a hit in front of Brandel Mesquita. 0-2 slider left up just a little bit, and Martinez able to barrel it up into right for the second hit of the game for Delmarva. Leadoff man on now in consecutive innings for the Shorebirds. Bautista now faces Creed Willems, who had an unbelievable defensive inning in the second. Threw out two Green Jackets on the base paths. Each of them walked, wiped them out quickly. First pitch to Willems is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Attention, Willems has always been a good defensive catcher, but has dealt with a little bit of elbow soreness, so hasn't caught much recently. And he gets the start back there today. 1-0 pitch. Willems, a slow tapper foul right to the left of the batter's box. One ball, one strike. Having a tough season offensively, though, 153. But when you have the defensive tools he has, there's something to work with there. That's something clubs look for more from a catcher rather than the offense, but if you get it, it's bonus, which is why Adam Zabrowski is so highly thought of, because of his hitting ability. 1-1 is a sweeping slider, missed down and in. 2-1 as Bautista missed to Willems. And a good example of a complete catcher would be the man bobblehead being distributed here tonight, Natalie Rutschman. Good in all facets for the Orioles. Young player that's got a lot of promise. 2-1. Willems hits one foul off the end of the bat. That one will get out of play to the third base side, and it's 2-2. Again, gave that bobblehead away to the first 1,000. They filled them up here pretty quickly. Had the Braves replica ring given away at SRP Park during the last homestand, and those babies were gone in about 5 minutes. Got a huge line out the ballpark. Those are ones you want to get your hands on. And they love Adley Rutschman here in Maryland as the 2-2 pitch is down away. 3-2. Bautista trying to avoid what will be his third walk. Pitch count nearing 30 here as he works in the second. Ball three, strike two. Good leadoff of first for Martinez. Three steps off. Might be running. He stays. 3-2 pitch. Sharp ground to second. Stevens, it goes right underneath him in the shallow right. And up to third base will go Martinez. And what will probably be an error by Eliezel Stevens on what could have been a double play ball. That was a screamer off the bat. A sharp one hopper right at him, but it went right through his five hole. And now runners at the corners for Del Marva with nobody out for Harrison Placencia. An E4 on Stevens, top defensive play there. That's going to you point back to. Now Bautista trying to work himself out of trouble. Martinez ends up at third, saw it right away go past Stevens. First error since Tuesday for Augusta. First pitch to Placencia, sweeps on the outside corner for a strike. As Bautista gets ahead of the nine hitter. Game number 18 for Placencia. He is 7-for-43 at the plate. 0-1. A fly ball to right, nearing the line. Brandel Mesquita's underneath it. He'll make the catch in fair ground. Martinez will tag. Throw's coming home. It's on line. De Hoyos has it, and the tag is going to get him. Brandel Mesquita shoots him down at home, and that wipes out the lead runner. And there are two gone. Timely outfield assist by Mesquita right when Jorge Bautista and the Green Jackets needed one. Mesquita shows off his cannon out there, and they got Martinez by quite a bit. Perfect one hopper by Mesquita. De Hoyos turned and was waiting to get the tag down. And there are two gone in the inning. Nicely done by Mesquita. Caden Morton surely showed love to it. Tip of the cap from the dugout. First pitch, a tapper off of Victor De Hoyos. Pops up in a little bit of pain, but rubs some dirt on it, says I'm good. Now, Morton's the king of outfield assists in the Carolina League. He's got 17 of them. Showing love to his teammates who picked one up there. And Brandel Mesquita on a perfect throw right along that right field line. 0-1 pitch. A bouncer up the middle by Prado. Floyd's there. He'll take it to second himself, and that will retire the side. So runners at the corners and nobody out, but Jorge Bautista works around the air and puts up a zero. Nice little bounce back. We head to the third. It's Del Marvo 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Francisco Foy gets things started in the top of the third for Augusta. They trail 1-0 here in game three. As the first pitch from Chasse is a big hook dropped in for a strike. 7-8-9 due up for Augusta. Now gone down in three batters in the first two innings against Chassé. 0-1 pitch, sharp ground ball, third base side, just foul behind the bag. Nothing into the count to the Green Jacket shortstop. And Jorge Bautista, thanks to a good make-up play by the defense, able to cut down a runner at home. As Brando Mesquita throws out Roberto Martinez trying to score. 0-2 pitch, a big chopper towards short, backhanded by Benkos, made a long throw, and he got him by a step. Floyd was convinced he beat it, but the place umpire, Chris Jenke, was right on top of it and said he was out by a step. Looked about the right call from here. On the way in the inning, here is Victor De Hoyos. Hesse had a couple of walks in the last inning, but Creed Willems cut them both down, backpicked Parker, then threw out Blair trying to steal. As Chassé deals to the Green Jacket catcher right down the chute for a strike as begins the at-bat with a sinker. Eight RBIs, pair of homers on the year for Victor. 0-1 pitch, a high fly to the left center. Going back, Prado. He'll camp underneath it with room and make the catch deep in the alley. About a step in front of the warning track. De Hoyos knew he struck it well, but he also figured he left that a little bit short based on his reaction to it. And what can be a very hitter-friendly ballpark if you use the lines right. That one deep in the gaps for the out number two. So two gone the inning just like that. Here's Eliezel Stevens. First pitch to the left-hander is going to sweep down across his back foot for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Chassé just threw his 36th pitch. He is one out away from getting through the third. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Outside changeup from Chassé, one ball, one strike. One pitch, it's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Stevens trying to turn it over back to the top, getting his first start in the series, playing second base tonight. 2-1 pitch. Is off the outside corner. Chassé just missed. And now Stevens at a comfortable count. The guy has really swung the bat well since being moved up to Augusta from the Florida Complex League. Working ahead here. 3-1 pitch is down and in. Five pitch walk to Stevens. Third free pass given up by Moises Chassé. And we'll extend this inning for Geraldo Quintero. Green Jackets trail 1-0, are still in search of their first hit. That is their third walk, but only one over the minimum so far, as Quintero will bat for a second time. Chassé struck him out on three pitches to begin the ball game. See if Quintero can pick up a better eye this time around. Looking for another extra base hit here as the first pitch is muscled back to our left, and that'll pinball its way down to the first few rows. 0-1. Now, plenty of fans up in these upper sections here today. No doubt the best crowd of the series so far. Sun is set. It's cooled down a little bit. Not a slight threat for rain, but I think we're going to be all right tonight. 0-1 the count. Chassé from the stretch deals to Quintero, and he swung and missed. High fastball just above the letters. Quintero unable to catch up to it. 0-2. Stevens, the runner, over at first base. Quintero had an RBI double to the corner in right yesterday. Has a big right center gap if he can steer one that direction. 0-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Laid off an outside sinker. Just off the edge from Chassé. One ball and two strikes. Got Quintero to think about it, though, in protection mode with two strikes. Count is 1-2 to the Green Jacket third baseman tonight. A throw over to first. Stevens back standing up. Doesn't have a huge lead over there. Chassé has four strikeouts. Punched out the side in order in the first. Then struck out Backstrom to end the second. A pair of outs here on the ground and through the air. And inning number three. 1-2 is outside. Try to change up. Willems made it look really good, but not to the liking of Juan Gomez. 2-2. Chassé has the three walks, but he's locating a lot of his pitches in good spots, and Green Jackets have had a tough time with that fastball. Got that sink to it, and a little tougher to catch up to. 2-2. It's outside again. Trying to work that edge to Quintero. That fills up the count. Eliezel Stevens will be on the move on the pitch. Enhances his chance to score anything into the gaps or down the line. Has pretty decent speed over there. Augusta's down 1-0, trying to put together a rally with two outs. There goes Stevens. 3-2 pitch is lined to left center. This ball's falling fast, and it will be caught by DeSone. Had a great jump. He was converging with Prado, but right before it dropped between them, Prado made the catch, and the Green Jackets come up empty in the third inning. 2.5 through here from Salisbury. It's 1-0 Delmarva on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Norbert Romero begins the inning for the Shorebirds. Mitchell Spouts back with you from Delmarva. First pitch to Romero is rolled over, fouled on the third base side. And it's 0-1 to the number two hitter for the Shorebirds. And a 1-0 lead. That lone run came in the first on a bases-loaded balk. Jorge Bautista looking for consecutive scoreless innings. The pitch to Romero is a sweeping slider that missed away. 1-1. Romero flew out to center in his last at-bat. Break-even pitch. Romero took one low. 2-0. Bautista quickly gets the sign from DeHoyles. Working from behind. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Romero lines one foul on the left field side. Oh, twist out of play. 2-2 to the second baseman for the Shorebirds, batting 237 on the year. Green Jackets also saw him back at SRP Park. Shorebirds as a team batting just .199 against the Green Jackets pitching staff. Romero 2-for-17 and a 5-for-24 mark at the plate. 2-2, a grounder right side. Backstrom dives, it's by him and into right. Opposite field hit for Norbert Romero. Action was playing off the bag at first with the right-hander at the plate, but just a slight step behind it. And Romero has a third hit of the game for Delmarva. And now it's the number three hitter, Michael DeSone, with a runner at first. Bautista in the hunt for another double play ball. Got one on the sack fly tag out. That was failed by Delmarva. Mosquito threw a man out at home. Almost had one on the ground in the play prior to it. And there goes the runner. Pitch is lined to right. It's a perfect hit and run, but then it hits Romero. He's going to be out, and that is going to be a dead ball. If that does not hit Romero, that is a textbook hit and run put on by the Shorebirds, but it hits Romero. DeSone's going to get first, but instead of Romero being at third with nobody out, he is going to be going back to the dugout. DeSone will get credit for a hit on that by regulation rules. But Bautista will take it as the Shorebirds had everything in place except it hit the base runner. That one was a rocket, too, by DeSone. A one-hopper that hit off his leg. And again, it is a hit for DeSohn. Romero is out. First pitch is inside to Isaac De Leon, and it's 1-0. That's the tough luck of being a base runner sometimes. And when you see a runner get off a third, that's why they're in foul territory. You get hit by that ball, it's dead, and you stay on. Get hit in fair ground, you're out. As they run again, pitches to inside. De Hoyos fires it down, but the throw is going to be a little bit late as DeSohn takes second. No hit and run that time as the pitch wasn't good enough to hit, but DeSohn does take second base. And now he is into scoring position for De Leon. Two balls and no strikes. Open stance for Isaac De Leon. Bautista struck him out looking last time on an inside fastball. 2-0 pitch is bounced foul. Right along the third base side and down the line. Two balls and a strike. Bautista has struck out. Two batters through, 10 batters in this game. De Leon was one of them, trying to get him again. Two balls and a strike. Bautista looks to second. Stevens will back off. The pitch home is lined to right. Mesquita will charge in. He'll camp under it and will make the catch, and DeSohn will bluff a tag. Throw comes in from Mesquita as Floyd goes all out to stop it as DeSohn retreats. And that's out number two. Had a little bit more of an uncomfortable glide under that one for Mesquita. As a result, a little bit of wide throw. But that is out number two. DeSohn stays where he's at. And now it's Frederick Benkozme. As Delmarva maintains a 1-0 lead. Good hitter at the plate, trying to extend it. And Cosme batting 372. This is his 43rd game with the Shorebirds. First time in full season baseball, and he's raking here. First pitch to Ben Cosme is outside on a fastball from Bautista. And the count is 1-0. Look to second base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Benkozme had a big cut, but he rolls it foul behind home. And it got in a small piece of Victor De Hoyos back there. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch. It's in the dirt, smothered by De Hoyos. Two balls and one strike. And Cosme has mentioned three hits yesterday. Was also very productive in the opening game as he reached a couple of times. Green Jackets did not see him back at SRP Park. Moved up here to Delmarva at the beginning of June. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Bautista is grounded to second. Right to Eliezel Stevens. He'll gobble it up. Flip to first and the inning is over. Consecutive zeros for Jorge Bautista. And we are off to the fourth. Here from Purdue Stadium, it's the Shorebirds 1. Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch. Got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz with you from Salisbury, Maryland. Good pitcher's duel to start. 1-0 Shorebirds here in the top half of the fourth. Stephen Pelini leads it off against Moises Chasse. First pitch cut on and missed. Pulled the string with a changeup. No balls and a strike. Chasse has faced one over the minimum. He has struck out four Green Jackets in the first 10 he's faced. 0-1 pitch is a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Normal depth all the way around for Delmarva. Here's the break-even pitch, and it's down away. Two balls and a strike. Pelini trying to push his on-base run to 14 games. Would be a season high for him. He's reached 13 on a couple of occasions. That's where he is now. 2-1 pitch is sprayed foul to the left side. That'll get out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Chasse struck him out in his first at-bat. Green Jackets have walked three times already. And none of those runners have yet to make second base. As Pelini will call for time and step out. Trying to help out Jorge Bautista, who has really started to throw the ball well for Augusta in the last couple of innings. 1-2 pitch, sails outside. And the count runs full to Pelini. What Brandon Mesquita do next? Chasse trying to avoid what could be his fourth walk. 3-2. A pop-up in the infield near the pitcher's mound. Who wants it? It'll be the third baseman, De Leon, calling for it. He'll squeeze it with two hands, and Pelini is out. Chasse said, I don't want that one. Let one of his infielders get it. It was an easier play for Chasse. Made the catch to his side of the mound. One away now for Brandon Mesquita. Coaches will tell their pitchers anyway, get away from those fly balls unless they're short little poppers right to you. I pop up to the third baseman to start the inning, and now it's Mesquita with the bases empty. First pitch to him, a wave and a miss. Chase a changeup down the zone. Nothing in one. Green Jackets have yet to record a hit. Delmarva owns the hit department 4-0. 0-1 pitch is off the outside. One ball, one strike. Sun is just about set. Breeze blowing in, making it feel like a nice night for baseball. Felt like 100 at the opening pitch today with the humidity. 1-1 pitch, rolled over to third. Picked up by Isaac De Leon. Over the top throw to first. Is in time to get Mesquita, who points at the bag, saying did he put his foot? And Chris Jenke says he did not. Kept it on there. Two away now for Brandon Parker. One of those where it looks like he does. He catches it, then pops the foot off. And first baseman will do that to avoid getting stepped on. Just a natural thing. And you see it sometimes where they get clipped. And a run through by the base runner. They don't do it intentionally, but just one of those little reactionary things. And now it's Brandon Parker, who had a good cut, but he missed. Changeup's coming to life now for Chasse as he puts one down and in. Parker swings through, and he's down nothing and one. Green Jackets trying to muster up something against Chasse. 0-1 pitch is low, and it's 1-1. Augusta saw him for three innings back at SRP Park at the end of April. Good portion of those guys are still here. Handful have been promoted. Got three runs on two hits in that span as the 1-1 pitch. A big bouncer through the hole at short, and that'll make its way into left field. First hit of the day for Augusta comes from Brandon Parker, perhaps their hottest hitter over the last couple of months. And he is aboard with 2 outs for Connor Blair. Fearsome hitter. Talked about the big game Blair had yesterday, and of course you're with us. You were along for the ride of what was the best game by an Augusta position player in quite some time. Green Jackets have had two notable performances this year offensively. Both have been against Delmarva. First pitch to Connor, a wave and a miss. Chase the changeup, but it's 0-1. And back at the end of April, Victor De Hoyos had a five-hit game. He's the only Green Jacket this year to have 5 hits. 2 doubles, 2 singles, and a homer. He drove in 5. And then Connor Blair yesterday, 4 hits with 7 RBIs as the 1-0 pitch is laced to left center. This one is going to get down. Prado can't cut it off. It's going to go to the wall. Brandon Parker is going to get the wave around third. Blair will hold up at second. And Connor Blair strikes again. We are tied at 1 on a 2-out double by Blair. Sent that one screaming into the left center gap. Prado couldn't cut it off. And as a result, it got to the wall. Blair drives in another. And we are all square here in the fourth inning. Didn't take the greatest angle at it. I'm not sure even if he does cut that off, if it prevents Parker from scoring. He had a great jump off the bat running on contact. But he comes all the way in from first. And the first two hits for the Green Jackets come back-to-back in the fourth. And it's now a tie game at one. Now Connor Blair playing like he's got something to prove out there. He's a terrific young man, plays the game very hard, great teammate, making the most of his opportunities. And anytime you have a game like he did yesterday, it's going to give him a lot of confidence as he strikes for another one. And now it's Mekhi Backstrom's turn. Trying to give Augusta their first lead with Blair now in scoring position. First pitch, check swing, strike called on the outside corner. Sinker from Chasse, and it's 0-1. Backstrom struck out against Chasse in the second. That was the last K he picked up. The 0-1, he is way outside. One ball, one strike. Chasse has consistently gone to those outside corners to mostly the left-handed hitters he's faced. And hasn't been able to connect there regularly, especially second time through the order. One-one. Play check, swing by Backstrom. Did he go? He did not on appeal down towards second where Chris Jenke is. Two balls and a strike. Backstrom now looking maybe to trade spots with Blair. Mekhi's another guy who is maybe due to go long with one. Yeah, big time power, and this is a park that could be tailor-made for him. 309 down that right field line if he can yank one. 2-1. A big cut, but he missed. Pulled the string with the changeup, 2-2. It's been a lot of fastball changeups for Chasse. Changeup in particular getting a lot of early swings. Right-hander has just begun throwing in the bullpen for the Shorebirds. Chasse getting set for his 64th pitch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here it comes. It's a swing and a miss as he went after one in the dirt. Williams will have to complete as he tosses it down. They will secure it, and that will end the inning. Fifth strikeout for Chasse, but not before Connor Blair does some more damage. A two-out RBI double to the left center. Makes it a 1-1 game through 3.5 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA. AU
All tied at one here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jorge Bautista back to work. First pitch breaking ball down the middle for a strike to Steven Acevedo. We went right along on this Thursday night. Even at one apiece as Augusta just tied in the last half inning. Acevedo lines one to left. That's going to get through the left side and in for the fifth hit of the night for the Shorebirds. And Steven Acevedo sneaks one by Floyd and Quintero along the left side. And four innings, four leadoff men have now been aboard for the Shorebirds. All of them have singles. Now Bautista has left the last two out there. Delmarva has their only run of the game on a bases loaded balk. Green Jackets just tied it on an RBI double by Connor Blair. Righty lefty, it's Roberto Martinez. First pitch, well struck, deep right field. Mesquita goes back, he looks up, and this baby is a home run. Roberto Martinez goes yard for Delmarva, and they're back in front, 3-1. Deep right center field, hit it off the high wall, and still plenty deep for a home run. As now Augusta finds themselves down by two. So right as they tied it up, Roberto Martinez gets a hold of one. That is his second home run, and the Green Jackets are now down 3-1. Both Mesquita and Pelini were playing relatively shallow out there, and both gave chase and kind of slowed up on it, knowing that looked like danger, and in fact it was. So leadoff hit comes around to score on the homer. It's now Creed Willems as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one to the catcher. Reached on error his last time up. 0-1 pitch, a high fly to right. This one's trouble, and that one is going to hit off the base of the wall. Mesquita gives chase to it. Willems hustling hard. He's going to try for three. Floyd has it, and he'll pump it to third. It's a triple for Creed Willems as Mesquita was playing shallow, and he went right over the top of him. Floyd didn't get a clean exchange out of his glove, and Willems is gassed as he's hunched over at third base. And now Jorge Bautista in a little bit of trouble. A single, homer, and triple to start this inning for Delmarva. And up comes Mike Steed from the dugout. But that one was smoked, and both Mesquita and Blair, the core men, have been playing shallow, and that's really by design here because of the shallower ballpark. You have a little bit of an easier chance to get back, and again, if it's something well hit over your head, you play it that way, and it's quicker to get back there and prevent those doubles, but he hit it right in that triple's alley. And he was thinking three the entire way, and he, in fact, makes it to third base. And now the whole infield talks with Bautista as the Shorebirds have two runs. The third one's out there over at third here in the fourth inning. As Augusta trails now 3-1. Being out hit today 7-2. Bautista trying to keep Willems at third. Faces the nine-hitter, Erickson Policencia. There were some bodies that moved down to the Green Jacket bullpen as well. Nobody's throwing, though. Bautista has 52 pitches under his belt, 33 for strikes. Had some early walks, but has been pitching a lot to contact lately as the infield moves halfway in. First pitch to Placencia is lined to deep right. Mesquita gives chase again. He'll catch up to this one. Make the catch. Willems will tag and will score with ease as it was plenty deep. And that is where the triple pays off for Creed Willems and the Shorebirds as he'll come in to score on that. And the lead is now 4-1 for Delmarva. Sack fly for Placencia and Augusta, who just tied this game, now faces their largest deficit of three runs. Willems is probably still tagging on that if he's at second base, but regardless, big difference is now scores a run. Here's Erleo Prado as he fouls back the first pitch, and it's 0-1. And again, we got a long way to go yet. Just over the third waypoint. Bautista trying to shake things off as James Acuna looks like he's got a baseball down there. 0-1 pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike. And check that. Peyton Williams is up and playing catch. Just got started, though, in that Green Jacket bullpen. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Dropped him down to a knee. Change up from Bautista. One ball and two strikes to Elio Prado. Hit into an inning-ending fielder's choice back in his last at-bat in the second. 1-2, a liner foul down the right field side, and it deflects off the railing. One ball, two strikes. Bautista working back out of the windup. First three Shorebirds get hits. They all come in to score. 1-2, a fly ball to right center. Pelini veers back. Mesquita's also in the neighborhood getting a workout out there. But Pelini will call him off and make the catch. Mesquita's starting to get a little gassed out there. Every ball this season has been hit in his direction. But Pelini makes the grab on that one, and they are two-way. And now the bases remain empty with two outs for Nolbert Romero. Delmarva 4, Augusta 1 here in the top bottom half of the fourth. Righty on righty. Bautista's first pitch coming, a wave and a miss. Got him on his front foot. Nothing in one. The count to Romero. One for two tonight. Owens one of the seven hits. 0-1. It's up and in. Benson back. He hits the deck. A little chin music at 93 for Romero as he falls back, and that will straighten him up a little bit. And it's grabbing at his knee and dusting off the shoot tops a little bit. Umpire Juan Gomez will give him an extra second as he dusts himself off. Break-even pitch. A foul back right off the screen as it pinballs around back there. One ball, two strikes. Green Jackets are at the bottom of their order coming up in the fifth. They're into rally mode now, down by three here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. It's dropped by De Hoyos. Romero had no idea, and he will just give himself up as he is out of the box. He'll be called out, and that's a strikeout for Bautista to end the inning. A two-run homer and a sack fly, and Augusta finds themselves now down 4-1. We head to the fifth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Now 4-1 Delmarva here in the top half of the fifth from Purdue Stadium in Salisbury. New pitcher on for the Shorebirds. It's right-hander Yaki Rivera, making his 12th appearance out of the bullpen. 22 strikeouts, just shy of 17 innings. 1-1 record, earned run average is 7.5. He is in for the starter, Moises Chasse. Throws four innings tonight. First pitch to Floyd. He gets backed out on a breaking ball, but it was right down the middle. Did not have a good read on it. As Rivera gets up on him, 0-1. Good night for Chasse as the 0-1 slider's down away. Same pitch Floyd saw better. And 21. Four innings, handful of strikeouts. Four, Chasse gives up the one run as the 1-1's a check swing, couldn't hold up. Three straight sliders by Rivera. And Floyd finds himself behind to the relief pitcher. Floyd will call for time, try and slow him down just a little bit. One, two pitch. Floyd takes it up and in at 92. A little chin music on that one. He'll re-enter the box. Ball two, strike two. First batter for the right-hander Rivera, just 19 years of age. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a tapper right off the end of the bat, foul. Right up against the dugout for Augusta. Count still even at two apiece. Here he comes, and that one's a call. It's strike three. Knee-high fastball, and Rivera gets Floyd looking at it. First fastball, he threw him. Nothing but sliders prior to it. And Floyd is struck out for the first out of the inning. Victor De Hoyos now the batter with the bases empty. Rivera started the inning or the year in the Florida Complex League. Made three short appearances there. This will be his ninth try here in Delmarva. as De Hoyos took a bender for a strike right down the chute, and it's 0-1 as he sticks the landing with that slider, which has been very effective. The 0-1 throws him another, and a half swing couldn't hold up. Big hook by Rivera, and De Hoyos trying to figure it out. Now feeding to the count. Here's the pitch, and De Hoyos took it upstairs at 92. Two straight spinners and then a fastball. That one not close enough for De Hoyos to chase. And now he'll call for time, get back into the box. Rivera trying to get the first two of the inning. Augustus down 4-1 here in the fifth. The pitch home, a wave and a miss. Got him with the curve again, and there are two gone. Last three Green Jackets have struck out. Total of seven have gone down on strikes tonight. And now Eliezel Stevens trying to extend this for the top of the order. Stevens walked his last time up against Chasse in the third. I've seen Rivera for the first time. First pitch, fastball, yanked back into the wire. And it's 0-1. Right on a pitch around the outside part. No balls and a strike. Game number 14, Augusta for Stevens, as the 0-1 pitch is away. One ball, one strike on a fastball from Rivera. 15 for 41 at the plate as the 1-1 pitch is fouled again. This one right back into the screen. And Stevens now down 1-2. Rivera trying to strike out the side in his first inning on the mound. Followed the same blueprint as the starter. Did the same exact thing to start this game. Chasse is not eligible to win. Did not go the required five innings as a starter. 1-2 is wide, and it's 2-2. 93 on the gas. A good fastball-curveball combo for Yaki Rivera. Batting with the left-handed hitting Stevens. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a hard fly ball. Deep left center field. Going back on it. Prado. They look up, and she's gone. A home run with two outs for Eliezel Stevens, and Augusta with some damage to get back in it on the second home run by Stevens as he goes the opposite way. Banks went off the high wall right into the crevice, and the Green Jackets are down by two. Good piece of two-strike hitting by Eliezel Stevens, and the nine-hitter connects for another one. High fives all around, coming back into the dugout. A little handshake with Connor Blair as well. Always better when you go the opposite way. Took it to deep left center field. 4-2 game, two outs. Now it's Geraldo Quintero. First pitch to him is low and in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Fourth home run for the Green Jackets in the last game and a half. 1-0 pitch. Quintero had a big cut, but he fouled it off himself. That's one ball, one strike. That was Augusta's 80th home run of the year. They're currently fourth in the Carolina League in long balls. Most of them have come at home this year. 45 at their home park, 35 on the road. I played slightly more home games, though, so it's about averaged out. On one pitch is down and away. Two balls and a strike. That's a good way to get a little momentum, though. See a new pitcher. Got a mistake from him, and Stevens capitalized. 2-1 pitch. Big cut, but big miss by Quintero. 2-2. Try to yank an outside pitch. Trying to straighten himself up here. 2-2 with two outs, and Quintero will call for time as he looks to reset the gears. 2-2. It's away, and the count fills up. Steven Pelini awaits as the tying run here in the fifth. Quintero trying to draw the walk. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's inside. He jumps out of the way, and that's a free pass to Quintero. It'll keep the inning going as the number one man in the order for Augusta is aboard for Steven Pelini. Pelini's due to get a hold of one. He comes up as the tying run here in the fifth. Augusta's deficit is two after a three-run bottom of the fourth. The Shorebirds are doubling up the Green Jackets at this juncture. First pitch to Steven will hit the inside corner. And the count is 0-1. He's 0-2 coming into this at-bat. Struck out back in the first. High pop-up over to Isaac De Leon his last time up. Quintero's running. 0-1 pitch is lined to left center. Charging in Prado. DeSone will slide and make the catch. Cut him off at the last second as he had a late jump on that one. Less of a way for him to go. But he saves a hit and possibly a run as Michael DeSone takes one away from Pelini. And we are halfway home now from Purdue Stadium. A solo homer by Eliezel Stevens makes it now a 4-2 Del Marva lead on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Within two, it's 4-2 Del Marva here in the bottom of the fifth. Michael DeSone starts it against Jorge Bautista as he whistles in a fastball off the inside corner, and it's 1-0. DeSone, De Leon, and Ben Cosme do up for the Shorebirds as the 1-0 pitch is a big cut, but a foul back. 1-1 to the three hitter, who has reached a couple times today with a walk and a hit. Jorge Bautista comes in with a pitch count just about 65, looking to conquer five innings once again. 1-1 pitch, a big swing and a miss again by DeSone. They get a piece of it into the glove of the catcher, Victor De Hoyos. And the count is 1-2. DeSone a quick step out, he's back in. Bautista's 1-2 delivery is in the dirt. Knocked down by De Hoyos, and the count's 2-2. 241 batting average for DeSone, acquired by Baltimore a few years ago in the trade that sent former Shorebird Michael Gibbons to the Colorado Rockies, who is now a New York Met. 2-2 pitch, a grounder up the middle off the bare hand of the pitcher Bautista, glove by Floyd, and they'll throw him out at first. Got redirected a little bit. Did Floyd just one of those reactions by a pitcher where you wish you didn't do it? Austin Smith is coming out to check on Bautista, who knocked that down with his bare hand. Otherwise, that might have been an easier play for Floyd, but he made it anyway. It'll go down 1-6-3 in the scorecard. And Austin Smith's out there. Mike Steed will follow him out as the infield converges. But going to look at that pitching hand for Bautista, who tried to barehand it. Every indication says he's good, and one of those things, just want to make sure, and he'll throw a pitch or two just to be sure. An excellent play by Francisco Floyd. He is a tremendous defender over there. Strong arm, able to make quick work of DeSone on a good play as Bautista throws a pitch. Appears to be good. And Smith and Steve will go back in the dugout. So one away in the inning now for Isaac De Leon. Peyton Williams is back playing catch in the bullpen as Bautista's pitch count puts him in a nice spot to get through five here. Everything stays the course. De Leon is the only Shorebird to this point who... one of two Shorebirds, I should say, who has not reached base against Bautista. Him and Placencia, the nine-hitter. First pitch coming to De Leon's. Bullseye on the inside corner. Sinks one in at 93, and it's 0-1. A strikeout and a fly to right. 0-1. A liner to the right side. This one will loop over Backstrom into shallow right for a hit. Got crossed up by it a little bit. Some weird spin off the swing by De Leon, and now he is aboard. Eighth hit for Delmarva. One on base runner for Ben Cosme. This inning was the first one where Delmarva did not get their leadoff man on after the nice play by Floyd. Now Bautista trying to get that inning-ending double play. Getting with the five-hitter, and Ben Cosme, who does not have a hit yet today. First pitch to him is hit in the air on a line to the left. This one will slice its way out of play as Connor Blair gives it a run. No balls in a strike. The count to Ben Cosme. Bautista walked him back in the first. However, he was left out on the base paths. A one. It's outside. It gets by De Hoyos, but the runner at first, De Leon, didn't get a good read, and he stays put. It bounced back to De Hoyos in his defense, but at the same time, that's when you got to find your way into scoring position. And Green Jackets hoping to relish that little gift there from De Leon, who just didn't see it well. One ball, one strike to Ben Cosme. A little shade up the middle for the infield, looking for that double play ball. Here's the break-even pitch. A grounder to short. Could be two. Floyd will pick it up. Touch second. Flip to first, and that's a room service double play. Right on cue, Jorge Bautista has his first 1-2-3 inning with the double play to end it. And we are off to the sixth. Augusta looking to keep the momentum down 4-2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Mitchell Speltz with you from Salisbury, Maryland. It's a 4-2 lead for the hometown Shorebirds. Augusta looking to garner a little momentum. Got a solo home run last inning. 1-2-3 by Bautista in the bottom half. And on Brandel Mesquita starts things off. First pitch curveball missed inside. To the right hand of hitting Brandel Mesquita. Second inning for Rivera. 1-0 pitch. Drops on the outside corner as he sticks the landing. A lot of curveballs from Rivera. Here's the break-even pitch. Mesquita takes one in the dirt. And Yaki Rivera's falling behind Mesquita. Two balls, one strike. Looking to reach base for the first time in the ball game. 2-1 pitch. A grounder up the middle right into the glove of Rivera. He'll walk at the first. Underhand flip to Plasencia for the first out. Right off the end, and he scooped it up with a shovel and flipped it over to his first baseman for out number one. 1-3 on that putout. And now it's Brandon Parker. He's got one of the three hits tonight for Augusta. Delmarva owns the hit department 8-3. As Parker bats from the right side. Rivero gets a sign and deals the pitch as Parker fouls one off the mid of Willems. And the home plate umpire Juan Gomez, a courtesy walk back to the mound. He'll deliver the baseball. No balls and a strike. Parker's reached both times, was walked back in the second, then eventually got picked off by Willems, the catcher. As the 0-1 is on the inside corner, turned the shoulder, but hits the zone, and it's quickly nothing and two. And then singled and scored his last time up as Connor Blair brought him home. 0-2 pitch, Parker, a high pop-up foul, third base side. This one will get into the seats. Stays 0-2 to Brandon. Able to shoot one past the left side of the infield, looking for a mistake from Rivera, who gave up a two-strike, two-out home run to Eliezel Stevens an inning ago. He took one the opposite way. 0-2 pitch. Fastball weaved and missed. A strikeout for Rivera, and that's out number two. First time Parker's been retired tonight, and now it's Connor Blair. Blair trying to inflict more damage on the Shorebirds. Kept his roll going from last night with an RBI double to left center. That was back in the top of the fourth at that juncture. Tied the game in one. Three straight in the bottom half to answer by the Shorebirds. First pitch to Blair is low and away. And it's 1-0. Augusta right within arm's length. You get a guy on base here. One swing away from tying it. Blair got crossed up, but it missed outside. Got another curveball that got him a little out in front leaning. And Rivera off the plate. 2-0 the count. Rivera kicks and throws. Blair a late swing and a miss. Another curveball. He continues to go to it here. And he gets back in the count against Blair. 2-1. Mekhi Backstrom looking for an at-bat here in this inning. He's next. 2-1 outside. Four consecutive breaking balls. That's Connor Blair in a good spot. Not looking to throw him a fastball here. Here's the 3-1. And it's in the dirt. And Connor Blair has a five-pitch walk. Third time in a row he has been on base in this game. And seventh time over the last game and a half. Tied run does come up here in Mekhi Backstrom. Has got big power trying to get a hold of one. He's the tying run here in the sixth as Augusta trails 4-2. It's been a well-pitched game by the Shorebirds. Walks have been there, but Augusta hasn't capitalized like they have the last few nights as Backstrom ropes one down the line, but foul deep in the corner. Had a good turn on one, but just a tad early. 0-1 the count. Augusta has scored quite a few runs through the first couple games of this series, 22 to be exact, but they haven't necessarily dominated with runners in scoring position. Entering this game tonight, they're just 6-35 over the last two nights. 0-1 bat breaking ball hits the outside corner, and it's 0-2. They small balled their way to a lot of runs. Sack flies, balls in play. Got three homers yesterday. Connor Blair, of course, had the big game. 0-2 pitch. Backstrom fouls one back into the wire. Change up that time. Threw it right down the middle, and he was able to get a piece of it. It's an 0-2 count to Mekhi, who has struck out a pair of times in this game. His first at-bat against Yaki Rivero. Blair leads off of first. 0-2 pitch is away. And it stays 1-2 to Mekhi Backstrom with Francisco Floyd waiting next. Seven homers, 32 driven in for Backstrom. Gets a hold of one. This is a ballpark where the ball can fly out of here for him as he'll call for time. Bit of a long stare down between him and Rivera. Resets the pitch clock as it's back rolling now at 12 seconds. Blair's got a 2.5-step lead off of first. The 1-2 pitch is going to drop in for a called strike three, and Backstrom flips the bat in disappointment with himself. Watched a good curveball go right by him. And that will retire the side. A two-out walk does not hurt Delmarva as Blair's left out there, and we're through 5.5. It's Delmarva 4, Augusta 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are
happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer,
bottom of the sixth inning. Mitchell Spouts with you on the call here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. As Jorge Bautista is going to start this inning for Augusta. He's got 73 pitches entering this frame. It's the bottom part of the order for the Shorebirds. As the home team has a two-run edge. A three-run fourth currently the difference. Bautista against Steven Acevedo. Ready, ready. First pitch cut on and missed. 92-mile-an-hour sinker by him. Bautista's pitched well tonight, had the tough fourth inning stretch where he gave up the two-run homer and then the triple and sac fly, but otherwise he has been in a nice little groove tonight. 0-1 pitch is away. Big fastball 93, and it's 1-1. Normal depth all the way around for the infield, same as the outfield, as the 1-1 pitch is hit in the air off the end to center. Steven Pollini will back up and circle underneath, make the catch, and that's the first out of the sixth inning for Delmarva. Another well-struck ball, but just off the trademark. And Acevedo, quick little word for Bautista saying, I almost had you. On away for Roberto Martinez. He bats on the left-hand side. Bautista looking to get through six innings. First pitch bounced over the middle, but right into the shift. And Francisco Floyd's right there. Had a tough time getting out of his glove for a second, but plenty of time as he makes a sharp throw to Backstrom. Consecutive pitches equals two outs for Bautista. And now it's Creed Willems. Bautista looking for his perfect inning of the night. Gave up a hit in the fifth, but wiped out that single with a double play as they put the pull shift down for Willems. Third base side is wide open. Saw Martinez just hit one into that shift as the first pitch to him is line foul to the left side. Was late to it. 0-1. Now Willems had a key triple in his last at-bat, his first of the season. Or his third of the season, check that. 0-1. Willems takes one low. Changeup from Bautista, 1-1. But he was really moving. Floyd unable to get a throw over on his dash to third as he had a tough time getting the ball out of his glove. 1-1. A ground ball right to second base. Eliezel Stevens scoops it up, flips to first, and that is a quick inning for Jorge Bautista. Needed just eight pitches, and we head to the seventh inning. It's 4-2 Shorebirds. Augusta looking to rally with 9 outs to go on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Jorge Bautista, six very good innings on the mound. Now his offense trying to pick him up a little bit here. It's 4-2 Delmarva. Top half of the seventh here from Purdue Stadium in Salisbury. First pitch, Floyd takes a ball inside right around the knuckles. 1-0 the count. This is the third inning for Yaki Rivera. 1-0 is down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Good take by Floyd, who nods his head saying, nuh-uh. Just outside. Rivera works quickly. 2-0 pitch. Floyd takes one inside as he jumps out of the box. 3-0 the count. Only run Augusta has manufactured off Rivera was a two-out home run by Eliezel Stevens in the fifth. 3-0, he takes all the way, and it's right down the middle. Pass ball put over at 90. Floyd still in the driver's seat with a 3-1 count. Rivera deals, and it is on the outside corner. Consecutive heaters, and 3-0 becomes 3-2. Victor DeJoyo's due next. Floyd trying to get on for him. Brings the tying run up. 3-2. A liner up the middle. That'll fall right past the second baseman, Romero. And Francisco Floyd with a big turnaround first. He'll get back as the ball trickles through the infield. Floyd will go halfway, then stop. Got caught up in the middle. We'll just play it safe and stay at first. If he goes mad dash for second, you're going to force a close play. But last thing he wants to do is get a little crazy and get thrown out trying to make it second. And now it's Victor DeJoyos. And he's the tying run here. Augusta's down 4-2. That is just the fourth hit of the game for Augusta. They have drawn a handful of walks tonight, five of them. They've had 11 each in the first two games. Righty on righty, first pitch to Victor is down and away, 1-0. None of those five walks, though, have come around to score. Brandon Parker, who had a hit earlier, came in on a double by Connor Blair. And then Eliezel Stevens had his home run that brought in himself. 1-0. DeJoyo slaps one in the air, foul right side. That one will make its way into the seats. One ball, one strike. And speaking of Stevens, he's on deck. He's getting ready for a second shot against Rivera. There are bodies down the bullpens for both teams. No one throwing currently for Augusta. We've seen Peyton Williams over the last couple of innings. We'll see if Bautista maybe has a seventh. As the 1-1 pitch bends back to Hoyos right on the inside corner, who doesn't love it. A guy who's been behind home plate, talking to the home plate umpire Juan Gomez, says that hasn't been a strike before. And sometimes you never know. They expand that zone when you fall out of the box a little bit. 1-2. Is on the outside corner. Puts a changeup right on the edge, and DeHoyles not looking for that. Strikes out against Rivera. There's one away now for Stevens. Not a strikeout for Delmarva pitching. They've got 10 of those tonight now. Five from Chasse, five from Rivera. And now here's Eliezel Stevens. Floyd remains at first. One out in the eighth. They'll throw over there, and that one's going to hop away. It actually hit Floyd. And recovering quickly is Placencia. He does not move up, but Floyd's in some pain. And here comes Austin Smith to check on him. Not sure where that hit him. But I think he got struck on the arm or the hand, I think. But he is down, and he is in a lot of pain, it looks like. And dove back into the base, and that's when you think you'd get up and try and move on. But he was feeling that one and just never able to get up. Now they check up on him. I think he's going to be okay. I think just a big stinger, and he's full of energy over there. Gets an applause from the crowd here as
think he's pointing right at his side. His right side as he was diving head first hit him right around the rib cage. And it appears to be okay, but again, that one's going to leave a mark. Rivera getting set for his first pitch to Stevens as Floyd's got a big lead off the bag. First pitch breaking ball, missed the back door for ball one. Good pitch nonetheless. Stevens up in the count. The home run ball he hit was on a 1-2 count back in the fifth inning. 1-0 is off the outside again. Consecutive spinner is right along that corner. Juan Gomez doesn't give him either one. And Stevens is now ahead of Rivera 2-0. Top of the order looms next for Augusta. And the 2-0, a swing and a miss. Big hack by Stevens. Just behind it, though, 2-1. Stevens gets on. That'll put the go-ahead run to play as Augusta trails 4-2 here in the seventh inning. A 2-1. Stevens takes the strike. Got the changeup a little over the plate, but again, these Green Jacket hitters not looking for that pitch all that much, considering the heavy dose of curveballs that Rivera has thrown. 2-2. Stevens fouls one back. Gave him that changeup again and got a piece of it. Now that curveball's been the main pitch. That's sprinkled in the fastballs in opportune spots. And now trying to feel that changeup as he faces the Green Jackets lineup for the second time. 2-2. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went off speed again, and Stevens, who just took him deep, strikes out against Rivera, and there are two outs. Sixth strikeout in relief for Rivera. And now up comes Geraldo Quintero. Peyton Williams is back up in the bullpen now with two outs. He's probably going to come in the next inning. Gets the arm loose again with two outs. Floyd still at first. First pitch to Quintero is sprayed foul. Sends it over the left side in the concourse, 0-1. Another one of those starts right now where Bautista has thrown the ball well, but currently on the hook for the loss, and this is offense can help him out here. Shorebird's arms have held them in check here today. 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike. That was the 60th pitch by Rivera. It's been a nice little relief outing for him, trying to cover his third inning. Break-even pitch. Quintero zips one foul. Left side again. That one is going to get out of play. Very similar spot as his last foul ball. And now he's down 1-2 to Yaki Rivera. Quintero trying to get Pelini to the plate. Floyd's got another good lead off of first. He's running. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air. Left center shallow. DeSone had a late jump on it, and he'll give way to a center fielder, Prado, who makes the catch right in front of him. And that is it for Augusta as Floyd rounds the bases, holding his right side. We'll see if he stays in the game or not. But that's the end of the inning for Augusta, and we stretch here from Delmarva. Shorebirds lead the Green Jackets 4-2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks.
bringing IT together.
In the bottom of the seventh, Augusta trails the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-2 as Williams enters for Jorge Bautista, 22nd appearance for Williams. 9-1-2 due up for the Shorebirds. Harrison Placencia starts. First pitch, fastball, strike one called. Fastball slider combo for Williams. The slider is the money pitch. Has been throwing the ball well as of late. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. There's the slider. Got him on his front foot. And it's 0-2. First appearance in the month of August for Williams. Going to be a good strikeout pitcher when that slider is money. 0-2. There it is. And he got a swing and a miss. A defenseless wave that time by Placencia as Williams gets him on three pitches. That'll do. Last five Shorebirds have been retired. Back to the top in Elio Prado. Coming just up on 30 innings on the year for Williams. First pitch to Prado, drops in for a strike. Three consecutive sliders since the first pitch fastball to Placencia. Command is there earlier, that spinner. The 0-1. Slider again, half swing, went through, and it's 0-2. Wiped him off the plate. Right-hander is up and throwing for the Shorebirds. Just started now. Might have the next inning for Rivera. 0-2 is a little low. Went back to the fastball. Prado watched it go by. Just below the knees. One ball and two strikes. Prado is 1-for-3 in this game. 1-2. Half swing. Did not bite on the slider as they went into the dirt. 2-2. Final line today for Jorge Bautista. Six innings, eight hits, four runs, all were earned. Three strikeouts and two walks. He really finished this outing off nicely. Other than the three-run fourth, Bautista had another nice night in the mound. 2-2. It's inside. Missed with the slider, and it's 3-2. Even with the top of the order now, Williams was up 0-2 on Prado. He's now taking him full. 3-2. A foul back. Got a good cut as he got the fastball from Williams. And the count fills up. Pitch number 7 coming up to Elio Prado. Righty on righty matchup. De Hoyos puts the target away. Here it comes. Slider nubbed back to the mound on two hops. Peyton Williams will pick it up. A soft toss to first. And Prado is out. 1-3 on it as Williams got the soft hit back to him with the slider. And went right off the end of the bat. Two gone for Nolan Berth Romero. As the action continues in the Delmarva bullpen, Green Jackets are going to have the top of the order coming up. 2, 3, and 4, Polini, Mesquita, and Parker. First pitch to Romero, got a swing and a miss. That slider has gotten a lot of whiffs for Williams here in this inning. That's the Peyton Williams that's at the top of his game. 0-1. Another slider. This one drops down and in to the right-handed hitting Romero. One ball, one strike. Michael Desson hoping to get in that bat next. Williams looking for a perfect inning of relief. 1-1 is too low again. Another slider. That's where you want to live if you're Williams. Romero not going after it, though. I'm going to live down with everything except for the fastball. That's a good spot to go upstairs with one. 2-1 the count to Romero. 4-2 Shorebirds here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch is on the outside corner. He dots the eye with the fastball. 2-2. Romero has one of the eight hits tonight for Delmarva. His came back in the third. 2-2 pitch is outside. Overthrew a fastball, and the count is full. Consecutive full boats to Shorebird hitters. Williams just got a weak ground out from Prado, now trying to get Romero, as time is called. All right, somebody out there. Oh, a baseball came in from the bullpen. Juan Gomez held up play. As the right-hander continues to throw in the Shorebirds bullpen. Ball three, strike two. Here's the pitch from Williams. And a ground ball to short. Francisco Floyd will range over, pick it up, and low throw to first, and Backstrom can't pick it. And that'll be an error that extends this inning for DeSone. Green Jacket infield is moving towards the dugout as Floyd left that one a little bit short, and Backstrom, who's got good hands over there, unable to scoop it cleanly. Going to be an error on Floyd. Backstrom will tell you, though, he should have picked that one up. Both pointing at their chest on that one, and now you're hoping Williams can avoid any further damage as DeSone comes up. Second error of the night on the Green Jackets. First pitch to DeSone is down away. This with the fastball. Eliezel Stevens had the first error in the second. This one goes on Floyd here in the seventh inning. 1-0 pitch is off the outside. Two balls, no strikes as De Hoyos walks back towards the mound and throws it right in front of home. Two and oh. A fire over to first. Not a huge lead by Romero. He's back standing. DeSone hit one back up the middle. It was a nice nifty play turned by Francisco Floyd on a barehanded knockdown by Bautista. Deflected it right to him. Threw out him at first as DeSone had a big cut and he lines it foul. This one will get out of play. Had a lot of spin to that one off the end. And two balls and a strike to Michael DeSone. Again, the Green Jackets have Pelini, Mesquita, and Parker right where they want to be in the lineup in the next inning, currently down by two. Shortbird's got one in the first on a bases-loaded balk, three more in the fourth. Have not trailed at any point tonight. 2-1 to DeSone, foul back, and it's 2-2. And another hefty one-handed swing and one. All right, now those three runs are the difference in that fourth inning as they hold a two-run lead. Williams looking to strike out DeSone, get the final out. From the stretch, Peyton comes ready. 2-2 pitch is inside. And the count is full to Michael DeSone. That'll give Romero a head start at first. Might be able to score on a gapper as the outfield backs up a few steps. 3-2, a ground ball right side, weakly hit. Stevens charges, he'll flip it over to first underhand, and they'll get DeSone to end the inning. So the two-out error extends it a little bit further for Williams, but they get the out anyway. And we head to the eighth. Green Jackets remain down 4-2. Middle of the order is coming up next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Carson King takes the mound for the Shorebirds. Augusta trails here in the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-2 in favor of Delmarva. Stephen Pelini, Brandel Mesquita, Brandon Parker coming up for Augusta against King, who's making his first appearance with the Shorebirds. Has appeared once in the Florida Complex League. He's being moved up as he will get the call here in the eighth inning in relief of Yaki Rivera. Guy was in the Tigers organization last year, released by Detroit following the year, and now he is here in Baltimore's organization. First appearance here in Delmarva. First pitch to Pelini is outside with a changeup. One ball, no strikes, the count. Likely in line to get the final six outs here if he can get them. Has a two-run lead as the 1-0 pitch to Pelini. Rolled up the middle. Knocked down the backhand by Romero. Jump throw to first is a wild one. It'll go near the dugout as Pelini will just run through first and stop there. That'll extend his on-base streak to a season-high 14 games as he has an infield hit here to start the eighth inning. Romero did all he could. Even a perfect throw, I don't think he's getting Pelini, who moves pretty well. Tying run comes to the plate in Brandall Mesquita. Couple pitches from King, and Augusta is in business. Mesquita, who is 0-for-3 today, trying to tattoo one somewhere. The open stance on the right side of the box against Carson King. First pitch to him is cut on and missed. Nothing in one the count. King last year made 23 appearances, 6 starts between 2 clubs. Rookie club for Detroit and also the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the Florida State League as the 0-1 pitch is a little low. 1-1. That's the single-A club for Detroit. Made 32 2/3. Innings on the mound, 28 strikeouts, 15 walks. One pitch. Pelini with a big lead goes back. The pitch is inside to Mesquita. It's 2-1. Good placement with that pitch. Pelini's got some good leads over there. Looks like he wants to run. A little risky time to do so. Extends a little bit out there. 2-1 pitch. Mesquita ropes one to left. That's a base hit. Past the outstretched glove of Ben Cosme. Back-to-back hits for Augusta here in the eighth inning. And it's first and second with nobody out for Brandon Parker. And Augusta has arguably their best threat of the night. There is a new catcher in the game as well for Delmarva. Brian Hernandez is now catching. Creed Willems is out of the game by design as he continues to work himself back into catching form. And now Hernandez behind home. It's not Willems anymore. As Parker bats in a prime run producing opportunity. Righty-righty, first pitch to Brandon. Down away, it's under the glove of Hernandez. Pelini will move up. Mesquita had a late break. He didn't see it right away. Well, both runners move up, and the tying runs are now in scoring position as the count is 1-0 to Parker. That one might go as a pass ball. Looks like a catchable one for Hernandez. Went right under his backhand. And now Parker with a base hit has the chance to tie it. No man has been on a hotter roll driving in base runners than he has. And he's in a prime spot here. Connor Blair waits next for Augusta. 1-0 pitch. Parker takes the slider down and away. 2-0. Parker has been retired just once tonight. He struck out against Rivera in his last at-bat in the sixth. Otherwise, he walked and singled. Also has one of the 2 runs scored. 2-0. It's up and in over the top of him. And the count is now 3-0. He's a man that wants to hit up there. He does not want to get hit. He gets a good 3-0 pitch. You bet he'll have the green light here. He had a home run the ninth inning yesterday. Carson King is down the count 3-0. Still nobody out in the inning. He's in danger of walking the bases loaded. Here's the 3-0. Parker takes it low. And the bases are, in fact, loaded. For who else? Connor Blair. And does Connor have a moment in him here from Purdue Stadium? 2 singles and a walk, and Augusta has a chance to tie or take the lead for the first time tonight. It's a 4-2 game. Anderson Tavares will come out and talk with his right-hander Carson King as action has now just gotten started in the Shorebirds bullpen. Now the Green Jackets have their hottest hitter at the plate, and they are loaded up. Nobody out in the inning of an infield hit. Sharp liner to left, and now a 4-pitch walk to Brandon Parker. Gives Augusta a juicy scoring opportunity here in the eighth inning. While we wait for this at bat, here are some Carolina League scores for you, brought to you by EasyGo. Kannapolis trailing on the road once again, 7-4. Down east on top of Fredericksburg, 4-0 in the fifth. Myrtle Beach has just taken a seventh inning lead over Lynchburg. That's a 3-1 game at Pelicans Ballpark. 4-0 Charleston on the road in Columbia in the ninth. 4-0 Salem over Fayetteville in the seventh. River Dogs have won six in a row. They're on the fringe of making it seven. Augusta now looking to take the lead. Back to the windup goes King. First pitch to Blair is in the dirt. He'll scamper away from Hernandez, but right in the box. And he's missed on five straight pitches. A man who just had seven RBIs yesterday. Does Blair have another moment in him? Cleared the bases with a double in the first in the opening frame last night. Has a similar spot here. 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Hernandez blocks another one. 2-0. There's nowhere to put Blair. You walk him, a run scores. And Makai Backstrom, who's looking for a little retribution, waits in the on-deck area. Two and zero the count. Pelini at third, Mesquite at second, Parker at first. The pitch is too low again. 3-0, seven straight outside of the zone by King. Interesting spot here. You'd figure Blair probably has the green light the way he's swinging in. A one bad pitch and a run scores. Here it comes, and it's on the inside corner. Whistles in a fastball at 92. Still a good spot for Blair. A little cheer from the crowd here. 3-1. Blair in a good spot where he can hunt whatever he wants here. 3-1 pitch is ball four. It's in the dirt. It'll get away from Hernandez. Everybody sprints up a base. Pelini will score, and it's now 4-3. And there's still nobody out. RBI for Blair the easy way. He has still not been retired tonight. Three walks and a single. And now Makai Backstrom will come up, but it's not going to be against Carson King. Manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. is going to take the ball for King in what has been a bit of a disastrous inning. One run is in. Call of the bullpen's being made as the bases are loaded. Nobody out. And now a 4-3 game here from Salisbury. We'll set the pitching change for you in just a moment. Makai Backstrom will face a new reliever as King is out here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Spot in this ball game. Augusta has loaded the bases here with nobody out in the eighth inning. A run just scored on a bases loaded walk to Connor Blair. So Felipe Rojas Alou Jr., no choice here, has to go to the bullpen. And he brings on right-hander Alejandro Mendez, making his 19th start. Mendez, or 19th appearance, has an earned run average of 869. He's given up 29 runs in just about 29 innings. He's going to inherit a mess here. Again, bases are loaded. Nobody's out. Makai Backstrom's going to be the batter. Green Jackets trying to get one more to tie it as the wind intensifies here. There might be a little rain in the area. You certainly hope not. Not in this spot. First pitch to Backstrom is outside. One ball, no strikes. And the crowd is just looking for a strike. Got a huge opportunity is out there for the Green Jackets, looking for their first lead of the game. Backstrom trying to deliver. 1-0 pitch. Backstrom had a big cut, but he missed a fastball. One ball and one strike. Two singles and two walks in the inning. Mesquita's at third. Parker's at second. Blair's at first. Backstrom is 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Mendez kicks and throws. Backstrom, another big cut, but came up empty. One ball and two strikes. Middle infield for Delmarva playing back. Corners are just about even. Now they back up. They'll give up the tying run for a double play. Backstrom in a tough spot. 1-2 the count. The pitch. A swing and a foul just out of the mitt of Hernandez. And we'll try it again. It's not a skill play. You either catch that or you don't. Nothing a catcher does different to try and snag that ball. And now Backstrom, who is looking to drive one somewhere. He's due. 0 for 3 in the game. Mendez has him down 1-2. Here's the pitch. A foul back into the wire. Good cut by Backstrom on a fastball. Has the timing down for it. If Mendez is able to get Backstrom at the plate, then a double play can get the Shorebirds through the eighth inning with just one run in. They hold a 4-3 lead. Tying run is 90 feet away. Backstrom trying to bring him home. The 1-2. It is inside. It's off the glove of Hernandez. In to score is Mesquita. And we're all tied at 4. A pass ball by Brian Hernandez. Everybody up a base. And Augusta, without putting the ball in play, has manufactured two runs to make it a 4-4 game. I think Hernandez got crossed up on that one. I think he was looking for something else, and he didn't adjust his glove accordingly. And him and Hernandez talk about it in between the pitch. And a huge blunder by Hernandez costs Augusta, or puts Augusta in front, I should say. Now the infield comes in. Second and third, nobody out. 2-2 the count to Backstrom. The pitch from Mendez, a swing and a miss. Struck him out. It's a 4-strikeout game for Backstrom, one he's going to look to put in the rearview mirror rather quickly. Just one of those kinds of nights trying to bounce back. Opens things up a little bit here for Delmarva. And Starlin Rodriguez is now getting loose in Augusta's bullpen. And they are going to intentionally walk Francisco Floyd to get to Victor De Hoyos. Not a bad strategic play by Delmarva. Now you get that double play ball. Can get you through the inning. But at the same time here, you have to throw De Hoyos strikes. Now there's nowhere to put them. They're going to play the matchups here and go after the eight hitter. So the bases are loaded. That'll move the middle infield back. And now it's Victor De Hoyos, who's had one of the most memorable games this year against Delmarva back at the end of April. First pitch, a laser foul right on top of the Green Jacket dugout. Nothing in one. 96 from Mendez on that throw. Parker's at third, Blair at second. Floyd's now at first after the intentional walk. Count is 0-1. The pitch. A swing and a ground ball. Right side. It's knocked down by Romero. Throws the second out there. Throw to first. It's late. And Augusta has their first lead. It's 5-4. An unbelievable play by Nolberth. Romero at second. Couldn't get it out of his glove for a second. Got a nice out at second. Floyd still standing there. He is out. But the return throw just a little late. De Hoyos gets there, and Augusta has three runs here in the eighth inning to take a 5-4 lead. For the shortstop, Ben Cosme, he never could get underneath it. He couldn't make the play. He then kicked it into shallow right. Two runs come in to score, and Augusta has a 7-4 lead. And those are the big ones right there, folks. A one-run lead's good, three better. And now Stevens out at second base. That is going to go down as a hit for Eliezel Stevens as the pitch is in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. And Stevens now has three RBIs in the game. Or check that. They are going to give him an error. I think it might have been on the kick, though. We'll have to see if he gets RBIs for that. I think he will. I don't think the ball was ever dropped out of the glove. It was just kicked away, which allowed him to get extra bases. 1-0 to Quintero. A liner foul to the left side. 1-1. Now Stevens now has a pair of big hits with two strikes and two outs on him. He had the home run in the fifth, and that a mile-high pop-up in the infield that was anything but easy for Ben Cosme and the Shorebirds infield. Break-even pitch. It's in the dirt, knocked down by Hernandez. 2-1. And Augusta's got three hits in the inning to go along with a handful of walks. Hector De Hoyos beat out a field, almost a double play ball. Rule the fielder's choice. That gave Augusta the lead. And two more score on the hit by Stevens. 2-1 pitch. Quintero lines one to the left. DeSona play it on a hop. They are going to hold up Stevens around third. Quintero caught between first and second. They run at him. Here comes Stevens for home. Throws coming to the plate. It's a wild one. Stevens will score. Quintero takes second. And the Green Jacket dugout is electric. It's an 8-4 game. Quintero and Stevens played that perfectly as the throw home from Ben Cosme was not a good one. And this has turned into a nightmare inning for the Delmarva Shorebirds. What was a 4-2 deficit entering this inning is now a 8-4 Augusta lead. And that dugout is hyped up. They have done some big damage in this inning. That's a hit for Quintero. Won't get an RBI on the extracurriculars of it. But he ends up in scoring position, gets the job done. And now it's the man who started the inning, Stephen Pelini. First pitch is outside. Why not add on another? Six are already in. A 1-0 pitch. Pelini takes it inside. That'll go to the backstop. And Quintero moves up to third. And it's just an avalanche right now for the Shorebirds. So close on a few occasions to getting that final out, but miscues in the field have cost them now a handful of runs. Green Jackets are now doubling them up. 2-0 pitch is outside, and now it's 3-0. Bullpen is quiet. This is all Alejandro Mendez for the moment. And all Mosquito waits next. Everybody right on the edge of the rail in that Green Jacket dugout. And they are hyped up as Rodriguez continues to warm in the pen. He's definitely ready to go. 3-0 is on the inside corner. Three balls and a strike. Quintero 90 feet away from scoring another run. Three-one pitch is a knee-high strike. 3-2 as Pelini will walk back to the box. Mendez desperately trying to get his team back into the dugout. Hits are now even 8 apiece. Ball 3, strike 2. Here's the pitch, and it's too low. Pelini works the walk. Runners at the corners for Brandel Mesquita. And what was the 10th batter of the inning? And out comes Brian Hernandez to talk with Mendez. It was Carson King who started this inning. Three of the runs have gone to him. Three to the reliever in now and Alejandro Mendez. And it necessarily hasn't been a whole lot of hard hit balls as of late. It's just been miscues in the infield, wild pitches. And that wind is a beast right now, the way it was blowing on that pop-up Deliazell Stevens, and it's really snowballed after that play in particular. That made it 7-4. Leads now 8-4. And you look at really the last three batters prior to Pelini. You had De Hoyos, who almost hit into a spectacular double play, started up by Nolbert Romero at second. You had the pop-up by Stevens that the wind blew viciously away from the shortstop and Cosme, who couldn't make the catch. And then they had Quintero on a rundown between first and second as Stevens then broke for the plate, but that throw was a bad one. Got nobody, another run scored. The opportunities have been there, but Delmarva has not been able to escape this inning. And now Augusta flirting with more. Runners at the corners for Brandel Mesquita. First pitch from Mendez, a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. Mesquita had a sharp liner through the left side, right past Ben Kozman. That was one that was almost caught. It was about a foot away from his glove. There goes Pelini. 0-1 is low. That'll get underneath Hernandez. Quintero went about halfway, then he'll go back. Pelini will get a stolen base as he was moving on the pitch. Quintero remains at third. Now Mesquita can now push Augusta into double figures with a base hit. Has a pair of good base runners in scoring position. Break-even pitch. It's in the dirt. Hernandez blocks another one. 2-1 the count. Hernandez doing whatever he can to get out of this inning. Needs just one more out, but it kind of has that feeling when you're all alone on an island out there. It's all on you right now, trying to get your team back into the safety area. 2-1. Mesquita, soft chopper towards third. Going to be a tough play. De Leon gloves. He flips to first. It gets away from the first baseman, Placencia. Two more runs are going to score, and it's 10-4 Green Jackets in the eighth inning. They'll tag out Mesquita and see if he ran the base over. He did not. He's safe at first. But the Green Jackets now have 8 runs in the eighth inning, and they are up by 6. Absolute disaster continues for Delmarva. They just cannot get that final out. It'll be an RBI single for Mesquita on the infield hit. He won't get a second one as Pelini came in on the error. At the Green Jackets are in a big-time driver's seat spot now. Rodriguez watching out from the bullpen. He's been more than ready to go. Brandon Parker takes a strike from Mendez as a spinner lands for a strike. It's 0-1. And what was an excellently pitched game by Delmarva. It's washed away in one inning. Oh-1. A little soft grounder to first, and this will end the inning. Placencia picks it up. He tags first, and a sarcastic cheer from the crowd as the Green Jackets break it open with 8 runs in the eighth inning. And from 4-2 down, they now lead 8-10-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Augusta lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and it is now a 6-run lead for Augusta. They started the inning down by 2, but they bring 12 to the plate. They provide 5 hits and a lot of 2-out damage as Starlin Rodriguez finally takes over for Augusta. His club is now up by 6. Righty on righty matchup. Isaac De Leon starts it off against the Starlin. First pitch is outside with a slider. One ball, no strikes. 22nd appearance for Rodriguez, who looked like he might be coming out for a save try. Instead, now he's working up by 6. 1-0 pitch. That is off the outside corner with another slider. It's 2-0. Augusta had their largest inning of the season against these Shorebirds in April, had a 10-run inning, this one close to it with eight, as De Leon show bump pull back as he is taken until he gets a strike, and now he's got one. You see managers do this in deficit spots like this, just need base runners, make the pitcher come to you first before you swing the bat. 2-1, it's inside, almost got De Leon, 3-1. Rodriguez with a 573 earned run average. He's 0-2 in 48 innings plus this year with 44 strikeouts. Has 2 6-out saves on the year. 3-1 is outside. He walked him. 5-pitch walk to Isaac De Leon to start the inning for the Shorebirds. That's the start they need. Now down by 6. Again, there were so many occasions, if you're just picking us up, where the Shorebirds almost got out of that inning with a minimum amount of damage. But really, 3 straight plays where something didn't go their way defensively ended up costing them. First pitch coming to Ben Cosme's up and away, 1-0. Right, 6 run scores, 5 hits, 2 errors. Also, 4 walks in the inning. The 1-0 is right down the middle. One ball, one strike as he drops in a slider. Then Cosme is 0 for 2. Hit into a double play his last time up. The 1-1 is on the outside corner. Zips in a fastball at 92. And the count is 1-2 to Frederick Ben Cosme. Augusta 10, Delmarva 4 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. One-two pitch is up and away. Another fastball by Rodriguez, 2-2. Comes in a spot here where he can work with a long leash. Up by 6 runs, he can try and nib at those corners a little bit more, just trying to throw strikes. 2-2 pitch. A check swing down and in. They will ask at first. He didn't go, says Chris Jenke, and it's 3-2. Sherbird's now flirting with putting the first 2 men on here in the 8th inning. Last thing Rodriguez wants to do is open the door for him. Trying to keep it shut. 3-2 is too low. Back-to-back free passes for the Shorebirds to open the 8th inning. And it's 1st and 2nd, nobody out for Steven Acevedo. And Mike Steed will come sprinting out to the mound to talk with the Starland. Just a calm down conversation to let them know the task at hand. Up by 6 runs. Just need some strikes here, folks. Make the Shorebirds beat you with the bats. And they've had some good swings tonight, but it's been a well-pitched game, really, in addition, other than the 4th inning where the Shorebirds scored 3 runs. Juan Gomez will come out to the mound to break up the conversation. Gives us a little chance to run through the Braves organization scores presented by Easy Go. Gwinnett was rained out in Charlotte tonight. That game will be made up tomorrow. Doubleheader. Rotary Munoz picks up a win for the Rome Braves today. They win 5-3. Twin brother Roldy Munoz on this team. Triplet brother, I should say. And Mississippi all over Biloxi 7-1 in the 6th inning. Atlanta is currently trailing in New York against the Mets. First pitch is down the middle. Strike to Acevedo. It's 0-1. Close game, though, 6-4. Michael Harris has a couple of RBIs in addition to a 2-run homer by Ronald Acuna. 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Acevedo is quickly down 0-2. Rodriguez gave him a changeup. Acevedo is 1-4-3 in the game. Augusta is now out-hitting Delmarva 9-8. Rodriguez looking to turn 2 here if he can get out on the ground. 0-2 pitch, rolled up the middle. Floyd ranges over. It's by him and into center. One run's going to score as De Leon will come in from second base, and it's now 10-5. Shorebirds not quite dead yet, as they have now made it a 10-5 game after a base hit by Steven Acevedo. De Leon scores from second. Ben Cosme moves to second. And now Roberto Martinez. Tying run only a couple batters away now for the Shorebirds. 3 straight have reached it for Delmarva, who is trying to put together a comeback effort of their own. First pitch to Martinez. He had a cut and he missed. 0-1. And Rodriguez got up 0-2 on Acevedo, but still able to find a home with one. No one. A fly ball foul off the end of the bat. That one will twist into the seats. Nothing into the count. Oh, 2. A liner to right. This one is going to drop in for a hit. Then Cosme gets the wave around third. Mesquita comes up firing to second. That throw is going to be late. It's an RBI double, and it's now 10-6. A two-strike RBI double by Roberto Martinez, and Delmarva is now going to bring the tying run to the on-deck area. And now that's going to get James Acuna up in the pen. Last thing Augusta wants to do is put Delmarva in a spot to come back and tie this one. They got the bottom of the order up. Now two walks and two hits, and now Rodriguez in a spot where the Shorebirds are flirting with a comeback. At second and third, Brian Hernandez is going to hit for the first time. He came in for Creed Willems behind home plate. 10-6 game, Augusta up by 4. Nobody out yet in the inning. First pitch to Hernandez from Rodriguez, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string with a changeup. And check that. Tyler Owens has now just started up in the bullpen. Acuna threw two tosses, but now they got Owens going down there. Owens has worked himself into a closer's role now for Augusta. 0-1 pitch, a grounder, first base side. That is just foul. Not by much, though. No balls and two strikes to count. Hoyos puts the target up. 0-2 pitch. A foul right off the end of the bat. Comes it right near the on-deck area where currently Aronson Plasencia is standing. Rodriguez trying to dig deep and get the first out of the inning. 0-2 pitch. It's inside. It hit him. And the bases are loaded and the tying run is coming to the plate for Delmarva. And now a disaster looming for a Sterling Rodriguez in Augusta. Two walks, two hits, and a hit batter. And now Rodriguez is on an island out there. One big swing, and Delmarva can tie this game. And here comes Nestor Perez. And Rodriguez unable to record an out as he's going to make the call to Tyler Owens, who didn't throw a whole lot of warm-up tosses, but he's going to enter the game here. Really no choice here for Perez. He'll take the ball from Rodriguez as he's shaking his head on his way out. One of the tougher outings for Rodriguez, but Owens going to try and pick him up. Bases are loaded for the Shorebirds. They're down 10-6. Tying run is coming up on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
No. How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Premier now.
Tyler Owens is going to come in a mess here in the eighth inning. Augusta in the top half of this inning scored 8 runs to take 10-4 lead. Not quite safe. Bases are loaded for the 9-hitter Aronson Plasencia. Nobody is out in the inning. And Sterling Rodriguez faced 5 men, didn't get any of them out. 2 walks, 2 hits, and a hit batter. 2 runs are in. Everybody out there belongs to Rodriguez, but Tyler Owens trying to help him out.
The guy who has reinvented himself this year as a good bullpen arm might be in line for a six-out save here. Now comes up with the tying run at the plate. Mason Aronson Placencia, first pitch is a strike on a fireball from Tyler Owens. Nothing in one. Top of the order is next behind Placencia. Owens looking for a double play ball. Infield is back for Augusta, up by four. They'll concede another run for an out or two. 0-1. It's in the dirt. Great block by De Hoyos as he keeps it in front. A slider by Owens, and it's 1-1. A man who just became a top 30 prospect by MLB Pipeline. He's now number 29 in the Braves ranks. And he's earned that right the way he has thrown the ball this year. A couple saves this year. Made four starts to begin the year, but has moved permanently to the bullpen. And he has been a reliable arm. 1-1 is down and away. As for the fastball, 2-1. Don't want to fall behind this guy right here. Number 9 hitter trying to get up on him. Everybody gets their lead off their base. 2-1 pitch. A liner foul. Right side, it's out of play. 2-2. The last couple of hitters Rodriguez faced, he got up on him. Two strikes, but each time, Shorebirds found their way on. A couple of hits and also a hit batter. Hit Hernandez with a 1-2 count on him. Owen trying to pick him up. 2-2 the count. Here it comes. And he struck him out. Pulled the string, and Placencia is the first out of the inning. Here's a good start for Tyler Owens. And now it's Elio Prado. Double play now can get Augusta through the inning. Prado has one hit and four tries tonight. Bases are still loaded. Double play can get Owens through it. First pitch in the dirt, smothered again by De Hoyos. One ball and no strikes. Owens trying to keep the momentum on his team's side. Delmarva, who just went through a nightmare top of this inning, trying to return the favor. Infield remains back for Prado. Nolbert Romero is next for the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 94. One ball and one strike. Grand slam would tie things up. 10-6 Augusta lead. They're now being out hit once again. 10-9. Break-even pitch. Outside, snagged by De Hoyos. A fastball overthrown by Owens, and it's 2-1. Prado does not have a home run this year. 39th game for him, 27 hits, and 145 at-bats. The 2-1 pitch. Prado had a good cut, but he missed. Another fastball by him from Owens. It's 2-2. Right down the chute. Unable to turn it on it, though. 2-2. Bases are loaded. Owens looking for consecutive strikeouts. Double play would be better yet. Here's the pitch. He struck him out swinging. Foul tip caught by De Hoyos, and there are two away. One more out to get, and it's a good one in Nolbert Romero. Guy who certainly has power. Power on power matchup. Owens against Romero. Who almost had a nice nifty double play turn to get through what could have been a minimal inning for Delmarva in the last half. First pitch, slider down away. It's 1-0. Now one of the finer spots for Owens if he can get Romero here. Inherited the bases loaded with nobody out. And the tying run at the plate. And is on the verge of getting three in a row if he can retire Romero. 1-0. That's too low. Slider from Owens, and it's 2-0. Michel Desson is due next if Romero were to reach here. Green Jackets 10, Shorebirds 6 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. The 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3-0. Romero reaches. Go-ahead run comes to the plate. And Desson has homered in this series already. 3-0 pitch is down and away. That's a bases loaded walk, and it's now 10-7. Definitely not what Owens was going for there.
And a huge spot now for Owens and the Green Jackets as DeSone comes up. That run again will be charged to Rodriguez. Acevedo scores the latest run. Martinez the third. Hernandez the second. And now it's Romero. Ninth man to come up for Delmarva. He is at the plate here. This is the 21st batter of the eighth inning for the two teams combined. And it's the go-ahead run into zone. First pitch to him. A huge swing and a miss. He was dead red on swinging on that pitch, but he missed it. High fastballs above the letters. 0-1 the count. De Hoyos puts the target up. The 0-1 pitch. A high, deep liner to the left. Pollini goes back. Warning track. He's there, and he makes the catch. Up against the wall. DeSone just missed one. Hit it to left center field. Pollini got back there quickly and made the catch as he falls back against the wall in one of the deepest parts of Purdue Stadium. Shoreboard score three, but are denied a tie or the lead back. We head to the ninth. It's 10-7 Augusta on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Wild, eventful eighth inning has Augusta up by a field goal as we enter the ninth inning. It's a 10-7 lead as Mendez will go back out there for the Shorebirds. Had a lot of time in the dugout. In the eighth inning, it combined an 11-run score. 21 men came to the plate. But Augusta, as the dust settles, leads by three after a great catch by Stephen Pollini in deep left center field. With the bases loaded, that one gets down. We are looking at a 10-10 game. And now Connor Blair starts things off. Augusta leads by three, entering the final inning. First pitch to Connor is in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets scored eight times, took a 10-4 lead. Shorebirds cut that in half. A 1-0 pitch. Blair takes a strike. Pinpoint around the inside corner. Hot heat from Mendez at 94. Blair has not been retired tonight after his big game yesterday. He's walked three times and has a hit. Break-even pitch. Blair, a big one-handed swing. Got wrapped up on one as he wants to get some more sikkim on that bat. Kind of lost the grip on it. He'll get some rosin on there just to make it a little bit more sticky. And he'll walk it back into the box. And is trying to settle things down quickly for his team, get him back into the dugout. A three-run deficit to overcome in the middle of the order. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Shorebirds in the bottom of the ninth. 1-2. A slow-moving grounder to short, charging Ben Cosme. He gloves, flips, and got Blair by a step that time. Good play by the shortstop for Delmarva. Had to be quick as he snapped it off the first, and Blair is retired for the first time tonight. 6-3 on that put out. Now it's Makai Backstrom. Tackstrom looking for a hit. He's due for one. 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. First pitch, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Trying to regain that form he had before the ankle injury. He was playing arguably his best baseball of the year. Comes in with a nice on-base run that's in a little bit of jeopardy here. Unless he can get on. 0-1. A foul back and out of play. And it's 0-2. Now, Backstrom told me while that injury he was recovering from, he told me that it was something he really wasn't all that worried about. Had that suspension he served for about a week and came back, swung it well there. Trying to get the form back here. He's a good hitter. 0-2 pitches outside, and it's 1-2. That's one of those things you, of course, you're saying all the right things, trying to keep an open mind and stay positive about it, but it is tough coming back from an injury where you get shelved for about 2.5 weeks, trying to get that form you had. 1-2, a high fly ball to left, playable for DeSohn. As he's underneath it, he'll make the catch, and there are two outs. Two up and two down for Alejandro Mendez here in the ninth, and now it's going to be Francisco Floyd. Floyd reached in his last two at-bats. Walked as part of the big eighth inning, had a hit in the seventh. First pitch to Francisco, a wave and a foul. As he twists it out of play to the right side, nothing in one. Shorebirds are going to have Isaac De Leon, Frederick Bencosme, Steven Acevedo due up for the bottom of the ninth. It'll be against Tyler Owens. 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. And Owens trying to make what would be his third save of the year. Second of a six-out variety. Break-even pitch. Floyd, a big cut but missed. Fastball in around his hands. And Mendez is one strike, one out away from getting through this inning clean. 0-1 strike, 2 to the Green Jacket shortstop. Mendez rocks back a little bit and deals. And it's in the dirt. It'll slide under Hernandez right off his glove. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Green Jackets looking to win the first three games of this series. When they faced Delmarva back at SRP Park, won the first two, dropped Thursday's game, took the final three. Two-two. A swing and a miss. A strikeout for Mendez as he blows away Floyd. And that is the inning. Augusta goes down 1-2-3. Tyler Owens trying to close out a wild one. Here from Purdue Stadium, it's 10-7 Augusta. Bob of the Ninth is next on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Green Jackets going for a third straight win. They lead by three. 3 outs to get for Tyler Owens. He is on to try and get a 6-out save. He'll face Isaac De Leon to start the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to the cleanup man is a ball inside, just above the belt. 1-0 to the number four batter in the order. De Leon has reached in his last two at-bats. Owens works exclusively from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch is up and in. 2-0 the count. Last thing Owens wants to do is put the leadoff man on. He came up with the tying run at the plate. And the base is loaded. Last hit in as the 2-0 pitch is inside. 3-0. One of these games where you're just trying to escape now. Had the bases loaded, got the first two on strikeouts, walked in a run before a deep fly out by DeSone ended the frame. 3-0, he shows bunt, pulled back on a strike as De Leon pops out of the box in disbelief. De Leon didn't think so, 3-1. Gives Owens an opportunity to come back on him. 3-1, a pop-up foul, first base side, this one will get out of play. Into the second section of seats. Good backhand stop by Kidd with a glove on the deflection. Count is full. Owens trying to come back to get De Leon from 3-0 down. He's filled up the count. Gardrick Ben-Cosme is next. 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside. Leadoff walk to Isaac De Leon. That'll move the tying run to the on-deck area. The man who starred last inning with a walk does the same here in the ninth inning, and now it's Ben-Cosme. Owens looking for a double play ball. Augusta 10. Delmarva 7. They lead it by a field goal. First pitch to Ben-Cosme is off the outside corner. Not by much. One ball, no strikes. Tying run now, Steven Acevedo. He's on deck. He'll get that shot if Ben-Cosme reaches. 1-0 pitch is strike one this time. Bullseye right on the outside corner. Similar spot as the last pitch. And it's even at one. Ben-Cosme has walked twice. He was one of the three that scored in the last inning. 1-1 pitch. Chopper to second. Stevens is up with it. Goes to second. Out there. Return throw to first is going to be late. As Ben-Cosme beats it out. De Leon is wiped out at second. As they get the lead man, nearly a double play. A little slow developing on the slow chopper. A one gone now for Acevedo. Owens now a double play could end it. Augusta trying to win a wild one. Here in Salisbury tonight, make it three in a row. Guarantee a series split. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. But put them back over 500 for the season. They're an even 48-48 entering play tonight. The 0-1 pitch is up and in. Bends them back a little bit. 1-1. Sherbert had just two hits last inning, but manufactured the three runs. Acevedo had one of them. Break-even pitch. A pop-up. Behind home, De Hoyos, can he get underneath it? It's going to stay in play, and he'll make the catch. And there are two outs right up the elevator shaft. And now one out left to work with. It is up to Roberto Martinez. Right-hander has just gotten up just in case. Ronaldo Alessandro is playing catch. Not as if things get out of hand here, but Owens is one out away. Martinez bats on the left side, trying to work around the leadoff walk. First pitch, strike one. Whistles one in at 95. That's velocity of the night for Tyler. Everyone backed up in the infield. Not all that concerned about Ben-Cosme at first. Yeah, he's about as good of the lead as he wants. 0-1 pitch is a little bit low. Good spot, though, by Owens. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets being out a hit 10-9, but still have the lead 10-7. 1-1 is high. It'll pop out of the glove. De Hoyos, who can't find it. Ben-Cosme not going to risk it. He'll just walk back to first. Takes off right away. No question he's in there, but last thing they want to do is make the final out, trying to move up to second on a run that doesn't matter. The man that does is the guy on deck, and Brian Hernandez, but he's got to come up first. 2-1 pitch, a half swing that is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Juan Gomez. And as he's rattled back there, De Hoyos catches him. And a little shaken up. We'll give him a baseball, a little shake of the hand, and they'll come check on him. But a foul that went right off his mask and I think got a piece of his shoulder. Certainly going to make him a little bit dizzy. And I think they're asking for some water. Got a 2-2 count coming to Roberto Martinez. Just trying to make sure he's okay. A little massage of his neck. I'm just going to give him a quick sip of water to make sure he's all good. Not the way you want to end your night as an umpire. Takes a drink, and it looks like he's going to be all right back there. Umpires take a beating, too. And not a whole lot you can do about that one. He'll get a little cheer from the crowd. As we come up on the 10 o'clock hour, Owens is trying to finish this thing out as he'll put the mask back on. 2-2 the count to Roberto Martinez. 10-7, Green Jackets, bottom of the ninth. Owens is a strike away. Trying to use that 8-run eighth to come back and win game three. 2-2 pitch is outside, and the count will go full. Again, tying run comes up if Martinez reaches. Ben Cosney will be moving on the pitch, but again, his run does not matter too much. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and this game is over. High heat blows them away, and the Green Jackets come back to win game three as they have won the first trio of games here in Salisbury. Owens gets the six-out save, and the Green Jackets win it by a score of 10-7, a wild one late, but the Green Jackets prove victorious again over the Baltimore Orioles affiliate. We've got more coming up next on the Easy Go postgame show as the Green Jackets have three in a row on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show here from Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland, as the Green Jackets have coming back to defeat the Shorebirds. An 8-run eighth inning pole vaults them in the lead. And they hold on. Shorebirds made it interesting in the bottom of the eighth and ninth, but they hold on to get the win by a final score of 10-7. Mitchell Speltz here to wrap things up for you here on the postgame show as we get you through the totals and summaries and get you set for tomorrow. For Augusta tonight, 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, left 6 on base. They are victorious. They're now 49-48 on the season and improved to 13-18 in the second half as they inch closer to .500 in the second half. For Delmarva, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 runners on the base paths. 34-64 is now their overall record, 13-20 in the second half. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 49 minutes. As the winner of it was Peyton Williams. Loser is Carson King. Tyler Owens earns his third save of the season. Now time for a Wow Phone Internet Cable play of the ballgame, and we will give this to Victor De Hoyos, who legged out a key double play ball that almost was in the eighth inning. If that would have occurred, Augusta would have gone in the bottom half tied. Probably would not have won based on how everything played out. That is the play of the game because it was really the tipping point in that eighth inning for Augusta. The It Guy of the Game presented by Premier Networks, the Augusta IT guys. Eliezel Stevens will get these honors. 3 RBIs for him today, including a home run in the fifth. brought two home with a single in the eighth inning. He is our It Guy of the Game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. The Green Jackets and Shorebirds continue the series tomorrow as Augusta is now on the hunt for a series victory as they head into Friday trying to win the first four. A.J. Smith-Shawver gets the ball for the Green Jackets. He'll face Darlin Alcantara for the Shorebirds. 7:05 first pitch, 6:45 for the on-deck show built by Texler tomorrow. Hope to have you with us for your Friday night as Augusta looks to make it four straight wins in a row here in Salisbury. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight. Once again, the final score, your Augusta Green Jackets 10, the Delmarva Shorebirds 7. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Good night.